Hello and welcome to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field for the series finale between two Calvin League Northern Division foes. It's your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Modesto Nuts. Game six of this six-game series, two teams coming in at 20-18, both set four games back in second place in the Calvin League Northern Division standings. It's your Fresno Grizzlies and the Modesto Nuts. Well, the Grizzlies will look for a series split today after falling last night 9-7 in a back and a forth affair. Fresno allowed five runs in the first inning that was headlined by a Colin Davis grand slam to left center field. And then Modesto added another run in the second, so it was 6-0 Nuts after two innings of play. But Fresno slowly clawed back into it. A run in the third off a Ryan Ritter solo shot. A run in the fourth on an RBI double from Robbie Martin. They added another run in the fifth inning. And then in the seventh, Ryan Ritter, a two-run homer. He ended up giving the Grizzlies their fifth and sixth runs of the game. Two home runs for Ritter. That is a career high for him, tying a season high by the Grizzlies' offense this season in terms of home runs by a single player in a game. So it was 6-6, but then the Nuts scored three runs in the bottom of the eighth inning. An air, a sac fly, and a single. The Grizzlies added one more run in the ninth inning, but it wasn't enough. They fall 9-7 to Modesto. So Modesto's won three of five games in this series. So Modesto looks for the series win, while the Grizzlies look for a series split. Here, Sunday afternoon baseball, a beautiful day for baseball here at John Thurman Field. We have a great pitching matchup in store for you as well for Sunday baseball. The Grizzlies go to the left-hander in Ryan Rolison, who makes his second rehab start. The 40-man Rockies is the first rehab player to join the Grizzlies since the two teams became affiliated with one another. Ryan Rolison gets a start. His second start with Fresno, no record, no ERA for the lefty in Ryan Rolison. And he'll be countered by the Modesto Nuts ace and right-hander Michael Morales, who comes in with a record of 2-0, a 2.67 ERA. Morales on Tuesday had a little bit of a scuffle against the Grizzlies, still an efficient six innings of work. He gets the ball once again for the Nuts, as the two teams have a great matchup in Ryan Rolison and Michael Morales. Two teams who are 28-18, both four games back in the California League Northern Division standings. The Grizzlies, the proud affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. And then the Seattle Mariners single-A affiliate, the Modesto Nuts. So battle of Mariners and Rockies affiliates, single-A battle. This is Game 6 Sunday afternoon. The Grizzlies and the Nuts ready to go. Prior to today's game, I sat down with Grizzlies outfielder Jesus Bugarin through translator left-hand pitcher Gabriel Rodriguez. And we got to talk to Jesus Bugarin about growing up in Venezuela. We also talked about his endeavors he had to take from going to Venezuela to the Dominican Republic and then to the United States. We also talked about his tattoos and the recent hot start that he's had in May. Jesus Bugarin on an 8-game hitting streak, which included two triples the other night, tying a Grizzlies single-game franchise record. Our pregame guest is Jesus Bugarin. When we come back after this commercial break, you'll hear that interview with Bugarin. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Interview with Grizzlies outfielder Jesus Bugarin and translator Gabriel Rodriguez in 3, 2, 1. Bringing two Fresno Grizzlies, left-hander Gabriel Rodriguez to translate for outfielder Jesus Bugarin. Guys, thanks for joining me on the pregame show.
Thank you.
First question for Jesus. So you're from Ciudad PR, Venezuela. So where did your love for baseball first start?
¿A dónde fue que te gustó el béisbol en Venezuela cuando empezaste?
En Ciudad PR. Ciudad Piar,
a los 7 años comencé a jugar. Yo le lloré a mi mamá para que me llevara a jugar por un amigo. De ahí comencé, no sabía nada. Entró mi hermanito conmigo, ya comencé de los 7 años, fui para Mundialito, fui para todas partes en Venezuela. De ahí fue que aprendí.
So he said that when he was 7 years old, he had a friend that used to play baseball, and he was interested in doing the same thing. So he asked his mom if he could take him to a baseball field, and he even cried when like to his mom to take him to the baseball field, and that was when he fell in love with the game. And he traveled a lot in Venezuela to a lot of little league tournaments, and he stuck with it.
It's, you know, we've seen a lot of success from you, and you became a center fielder and outfielder. So where would you love for the outfield start?
¿Qué te gusta? Obviamente has jugado en diferentes posiciones. ¿Cómo se siente jugar en el centro field?
Es una posición que me ha gustado de niño.
He said that he loved playing center field since he was young. Since he was little.
So then you initially were signed then by the Rockies in 2018. How did you enjoy first being signed by the Rockies and knowing you're part of the Colorado system?
En 2018 te firmaron los Rockies por primera vez. ¿Cómo se sintió cuando ellos te firmaron y cómo fue esa experiencia para ti?
Eso fue una alegría que me dio. Ellos me firmaron, era mi último tryout. Mi último tryout. Si yo no firmaba ese día, ya no firmaba más.
He said he got lucky and he was so happy when he got signed with the Rockies because that was his last tryout. And if it was that opportunity or he was out of baseball. And
well, I'm glad you're still in baseball, and I'm glad that opportunity was made for you. A couple of years in the Dominican League where you actually hit very, very well. What's your favorite thing about hitting?
Que a ti te ha ido bien en el béisbol desde que firmaste. Y te ha ido, has tenido buenos años en la ofensiva bateando. ¿Qué es tu cosa favorita de batear?
Mi cosa favorita de batear.
Diga algo ahí que yo te ayudo.
Mi cosa favorita de batear. Dale duro a la bola y batea la red. Dale duro.
He said his favorite thing is when he smashes the ball. He doesn't feel anything on the barrel, just solid contact. Nothing on the hands. And he shoots a bullet. That's his favorite thing about hitting.
Now you're playing in the United States, and now you have an opportunity to play in Fresno as well. How hard has it been for you to come over to the United States from Venezuela and the Dominican Republic?
Obviamente ya tú estás aquí. ¿Cómo ha sido el cambio desde que fuiste de Venezuela a Dominicana y de Dominicana aquí? ¿Cómo ha sido esos cambios? ¿Cómo te sientes?
Bueno, cuando llegué a Dominicana, yo llegué perdido. Perdido en otro mundo. Porque yo agarré una lesión que me dio como una gripe. Y yo tuve casi un año fuera de pelota, no estaba jugando. Solo era ver juego y ya, solo jugué. En el 2001 jugué nada más como 10 partidos.
¿Y acá?
Acá, cuando llegué aquí, vi eso. Aquí es otro mundo. El clima me pegó cuando llegué, me pegó durísimo, pero como cuando estaba el frío aquí, yo tuve una lesión en el 2021 y eso me estaba pegando, no podía respirar bien. Yo comencé como a agarrar ritmo y eso fue lo que me pegó así cuando llegué, pues, el frío.
So he said when he went from Venezuela to DR, something happened when he was coming over to DR that he got sick, and it was really hard for him to get back on track after he got sick. Like he had stuff on his nose, and when he came to the U.S., he said that it was beautiful, it was a paradise, but it was too cold at the beginning for him, and it was really hard for him to get used to it, but now he's used to it, especially now that there's some heat coming in. He feels a lot better now.
Well, let's talk about the heat, and that's you at the plate right now. The other night, you had two triples, which tied a Grizzlies single-game franchise record. How did you feel after that, and did you know it was a franchise record?
Ayer, obviamente, diste un triple, y pues empataste los triples de la franquicia. ¿Cómo te hace sentir eso ahora que estás caliente con el bate?
Me siento bien, feliz. Estoy trabajando para eso. Todos los días, trabajo fuerte para mejorar cada día. Ser mejor. Me sentí súper feliz.
¿Y sabías que era un... empataste la franquicia con estos dos triples?
No.
So he didn't know that he tied the franchise, and he said that right now he's keeping a routine with the guys that he's working on, and he just feels that he's going to get better from here.
You know, we always talk about that every day, that we're happy to be here. We're happy that you're here as well. But the one thing I want to talk about, too, is you have a lot of tattoos. Can you talk about a couple of your tattoos?
Él dice que obviamente él está feliz de que tú estás aquí, pero hay una cosa que cada vez que te miran tienen que preguntarse, y es de los tatuajes que tienes. Que si le puedes hablar de los tatuajes que tú tienes, si hay unos que tienen significado para ti, cosas así.
Yo tengo en la pierna, que yo confío mucho, hey, yo soy mucho en oración de Dios, yo confío en que todo es fe, tiene que estar positivo. Yo siempre soy positivo, de niño, mi mamá me enseñó siempre a ser positivo. Y lo que tengo aquí en el brazo son los nombres de mi familia, el de mi hermano, que tengo un hermano muerto, cosas así. Y lo de aquí fue lo que me gustaron, yo me lo hice.
All right, so he said that the one that he has in his leg is about faith, of having faith on Jesus Christ, and that every time that he takes a step, he's walking with him. He has one on his forearm that it's all his family, so he can have them close to him. And the rest of them are just arts that he just fell in love with.
Well, let me tell you this. Your family will be proud of what you've been doing every single day. We're happy that you're here. We're happy every day that you're a part of this team. We can't wait to see what the future is holding for you, Jesus.
Él dice que él está muy feliz que tú estás aquí, y él dice que tu familia se debe sentir muy contenta ahora mismo, y que lo que viene para tu futuro es bien grande.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5 2023.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. And we thank Jesus Bugarin and translator Gabriel Rodriguez for joining us on the pregame show. A lot of fun to talk to a very happy guy in Jesus Bugarin. He asks me every single day, are you happy? Because he is happy to be here. So, Jesus, thanks for joining us on the pregame show. We'll talk a little bit about Bugarin and what he's done already in the month of May, and over his past 8 games as well, as we are set. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app. My name is Stephen Rice, and welcome to the series finale Sunday afternoon baseball between two California League Northern Division foes. It's your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Modesto Nuts. The Grizzlies come in with a record of 20-18. Modesto comes in with a record of 20-18. Both teams tied for second place, 4 games back of the San Jose Giants in the California League Northern Division standings. It's now time for today's starting lineups. First, we'll start with your Grizzlies under manager Steve Solis. Here's his starting lineup. Lean off, the 2-home-run man, shortstop number 4, Ryan Ritter. Batting second, the left fielder, number 10, Jake Snyder. Batting third, our pregame guest, the DH, number 1, Jesus Bugarin. Batting fourth, the center fielder, number 28, EJ Andrews Jr. Batting fifth, the first baseman, number 3, Bryant Betancourt. Batting sixth, the right fielder, number 29, Robbie Martin. Batting seventh, the second baseman, number 2, Luis Mendez. He scored 3 runs last night. Batting 8th, the catcher, number 7, Cody Huff. And batting ninth, the third baseman, number 27, Gene Perez, who homered in his last start just a couple of nights ago. And on the bump for the Fresno Grizzlies, making his second rehab start, left-hander number 25, Ryan Rolison. No record, no ERA. Rolison gets the ball. So again, for Steve Solis and the Grizzlies, will be Ritter, Snyder, Bugarin, Andrews Jr., Betancourt, Martin, Mendez, Huff, Gene Perez, with Ryan Rolison on the bump. And now it's the starting lineup for the Modesto Nuts under first-year manager Zach Vinci. Here's their starting lineup. Leading off and playing shortstop, number 19, Josh Hood. Batting second, the DH, number 4, Gabriel Gonzalez. Batting third, the first baseman, number 12, Gabe Moncada. Batting fourth is the right fielder, number 14, Andrew Miller. Batting fifth, the third baseman, number 5, Milcar Perez. Batting sixth, the catcher, number 48, Freudy Batista. Batting seventh, the left fielder, number 8, Colin Davis. Batting eighth, the second baseman, number 15, Edrin Rodriguez. And batting ninth, the center fielder, number 23, Curtis Washington Jr. And on the bump for the Modesto Nuts is the right-hander, number 9, Michael Morales, a 2-0 record, a 2.67 ERA. Michael Morales gets the ball. He is making his 7th start this season. So once again, under manager Zach Vinci for Modesto, it's Hood, Gonzalez, Moncada, Miller, Perez, Batista, Davis, Rodriguez, Washington Jr., and on the bump, Michael Morales. The home plate umpire tonight, or today, is Nate Hall. Over on the bases is David Subball, so it'll be Hall and Subball as the umpires. The Grizzlies are wearing their gray pants with the red uniforms. Grizzlies across the front. They have the black caps with the red bill and the California Bear flag on top of that black cap. While Modesto, they are wearing the Modesto Mariners jerseys today. They are teal jerseys, if you so will. They have the black caps with the black bill and the Modesto M on the front of that black hat. These are very nice uniforms, an homage to the Seattle Mariners, their big league affiliate. So a great matchup as we get set for Modesto to take the field. We'll have the national anthem in the first pitch to follow suit. The Grizzlies and the Nuts in the series finale. Fresno looking for a series split. We'll be back. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Please rise and remove your caps as we honor America with the performance of the national anthem.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field for Sunday afternoon baseball, the series finale between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Modesto Nuts. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app. My name is Stephen Rice, and boy, we have a great matchup for you. Two teams who have literally been equal over three seasons when they've joined the California League. The Grizzlies and the Nuts have split their first 54 matchups against one another, 27 wins apiece for both teams over three seasons. The Nuts, though, looking for the series win this afternoon, while the Grizzlies looking for the series split. Fresno returns home Tuesday morning for a matchup against the Stockton Ports. Michael Morales gets the ball for the Modesto Nuts. The right-hander makes his seventh start of the season. He is 2-0, a 2.67 ERA. This is his second start against Fresno this season. He took the ball on Tuesday for the Nuts. As he finishes up his warm-up pitches, he'll take on this Fresno lineup. Ryan Ritter will lead things off, followed by Jake Snyder. Jesus Bugarin hits third. E.J. Andrews Jr. hits cleanup, followed by Brian Betancourt and Robbie Martin. And then the bottom half of the lineup is Luis Mendez, Cody Huff, and Gene Perez. The Grizzlies looking to get back on the right track. They won games 1 and 4. They lost games 2 and 3 and 5 to Modesto. So the Grizzlies look for a series split this afternoon. Michael Morales finishes his warm-up pitches. Beautiful weather, 83 degrees, sunny, clear skies, 6 mile-per-hour winds out to left field. First pitch scheduled at 2:05 as Ryan Ritter will stride to the plate. Ryan Ritter batting 275. 961 OPS. He has 6 homers, 26 RBI. As Michael Morales will work from the full windup. As we wait for the Grizzlies bullpen to all race into the dugout. Nate Hall, the home plate umpire, waiting just a tad bit. As everybody runs over there and they all file to that visiting dugout. Ryan Ritter ready to go for first pitch. So Michael Morales will work from the full windup. And here comes the first pitch here at John Thurman Field. And it is a called strike in the outer part of the plate, and we are underway here at 2:09 p.m. So the count at 0-1 to Ryan Ritter. As we said, 9 homers. He had 2 in last night's contest. 3 RBI as well, as Ritter grounds that one foul towards the left side. The third base coach and the bench coach, Cesar Galvez, will go chase after it. Grizzlies manager and first base coach is Steve Solis. As Ryan Ritter behind in the count 0-2. Ritter has 2 home runs, tied E.J. Andrews for the most home runs by a Grizzlies batter in a single game this season. The record for the Grizzlies in a single game is 3, as he chases an 0-2 slider. Down he goes for the first out. Morales, 1 batter, 1 strikeout. And he'll bring up the left fielder in Jake Snyder. Jake Snyder comes in with 1 home run, 12 RBIs, batting .291 with an .806 OPS. Jake Snyder celebrated a birthday earlier this week, 25 years old for the Louisville product. Yes, here comes the pitch from Morales, and it's a fastball that cruises in there, and the count at 0-1. Good pitch from Morales. We'll see that electric fastball from the right-hander. 94 on the gun there. Yes, here comes the 0-1 from Morales. And Snyder takes it low, and the count now at 1-1. Michael Morales is 6'2", 205 pounds, only 20 years old from Enola, Pennsylvania. E-N-O-L-A, Enola, Pennsylvania. As here comes the 1-1 from Morales, a check swing. Snyder did not go around. The count now at 2-1. Morales wears number 9 on the back of his jersey. Born on August 13th, 2002, he was a third-round draft pick by the Mariners in 2021. Here's the 2-1 in another check swing. It's inside of Snyder, and the count now runs to 3-1. Morales was drafted out of high school East Pennsboro in Enola, Pennsylvania. As here comes the 3-1 to Snyder, and he fouls that one off. A fastball on the inner part of the plate, and Snyder battling it with it at the hand. So the count now full, 3-2. Just underway here in Modesto, California. No score here in the top of the first. Here comes the 3-2 from Morales. And a little blooper out to left field, and it goes just foul. Snyder fisted that one out to left field, and it just went foul down the left field line. The left fielder and Colin Davis will throw it away. We'll do it again at 3-2. One of those defensive swings, 78 on the off-speed pitch, 58 off the bat of Jake Snyder. Those are always dangerous kind of hits in general, because if it goes to no man's land, it could be extra bases no matter who's pitching and who's batting. Here's the pitch, and it's swung on and missed. Batista will throw the ball around as Snyder down on strikes. 2 batters, 2 outs, 2 strikeouts for Morales. As here comes the DH in Jesus Bugarin. Our pregame guest comes to the plate hitting .259, 2 home runs, 17 RBIs, a .664 OPS. But Bugarin, that batting average has skyrocketed over the past 8 games. An 8-game hit streak for Bugarin as he looks at an off-speed pitch outside. The count at 0-1, or 1-0. Bugarin in his 8-game team-long current hitting streak, he is 14 for 34 with 2 triples, 3 RBI, 4 runs, and 2 walks. As that's a chopper to the shortstop and Hood. Hood has to quickly throw it over to first in time to get Bugarin. And Michael Morales has a 1-2-3 top of the first. We have the bomb the first, and we get to see the left-hander, Ryan Rollison. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FraserGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring.
Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
Welcome back to Modesto, California here at John Thurman Field. Bottom of the first inning, no score between Fresno and Modesto. Ryan Rollison finishing up his warm-up pitches. It's Chuck Chancey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Playing earn drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday where you can win a share of $45,000 every week for a chance at $1 million. Chuck Chancey Gold is live entertainment inside Firehouse Lounge every Saturday evening. You must be 21. Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. Play with the best. And here in the bottom of the first, we thank Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Josh Hood will lead things off for Modesto against the left-hander and Ryan Rollison. No record, no ERA. Second rehab start for Rollison. As here comes the pitch to Josh Hood. As we have a pitch clock violation on Rollison to start. And quickly 1-0. Here comes the next pitch from Rollison. As that pitch is high. And the count at 2 balls and no strikes. To Josh Hood. Josh Hood, the shortstop. Batting 282 with 3 home runs. 25 RBI. Here's the pitch. And that one is lifted towards the right side. And it goes out of play. And the count now at 2-1. Hood, that 282 average, a 788 OPS. One of the top young prospects in the Rockies system. Hood was drafted in the 6th round in the 2022 draft by the Mariners. As here comes the 2-1, and it's a good pitch from Rollison there for a strike. The count now at 2-2. It looked like the breaking ball there from Rollison. So 2 balls, 2 strikes now to Hood. So 2 balls, 2 strikes. As right now we have some talk between the umpires and the clock operator. As here comes the 2-2. And it is just high and the count now full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. 75 there from Rollison against Hood. Bottom of the first, no score between Fresno and Modesto. As here comes the 3-2. And that is low, ball 4. A leadoff walk to Hood to start the Modesto offense. As here comes the DH in Gabriel Gonzalez. Last night, the Grizzlies pitching staff had 10 walks, a season high by the Grizzlies pitching staff. So already 1 to start this afternoon. Uncharacteristic of Fresno. Prior to last night, the record was 8 in a single game. It's now a check on Hood, and they almost got him. Good move there from Rollison. He was caught leaning just a tad bit. Good check on from Ryan Rollison. It takes on Gabriel Gonzalez. A 319 batting average as that first ball is inside and low. The count at 1-0. 2 home runs. 20 RBIs, and 847 OPS for Gonzalez. Was off last night. Left the game a little bit early on Friday night, but back in the lineup this afternoon. A very powerful young hitter for Modesto. Here's the pitch, and he swings and misses. The count at 1-1. Gonzalez, 5'10", 165 pounds, only 19 years old from Carupano, Venezuela. Signed as a free agent by the Mariners in 2021. Here's the 1-1 to Gonzalez, and that pitch is lifted foul and way out of play, and the count now at 1-2. As he takes on Ryan Rollison. Rollison wears number 25 on the back of his jersey. He is 6'2", 213 pounds, 25 years old from Jackson, Tennessee. Born on July 11th. Here's the pitch, and that's a high sky ball out to shallow right field. The right fielder, Robbie Martin, coming in. He has a beat on it and will make the catch for the first out. So the dangerous Gonzalez retired as he'll bring up the first baseman in Gabe Moncada. Ryan Rolison was a first-round draft pick by the Colorado Rockies in 2018. The 22nd overall pitch, the first college lefty taken out of the University of Mississippi by the Rockies. It's been a roller coaster career for Ryan Rolison. Here comes the pitch, and that is swung on a miss. Good pitch on the outer part of the play. The count at 0-1. This is Rolison's sixth professional season, but his fourth now healthy. Now, of course, 2020, no season. And then it's been at a couple different levels in 2021, but missed all of last season with shoulder surgery as that ball is lifted towards the right field line. It goes foul. And the count at 0-2. Last year, Rolison had shoulder surgery, did not feel the best, he said, when it came to getting the work in. Well, spending time getting some work in the off season when he was throwing and just could not get to the levels that he wanted to. And so he went in, he got some work done, he missed all of last season, and now back on the healthy track, trying to get to the big leagues. Hopefully this will be his last rehab start with Fresno before moving up the ladder to maybe AAA Albuquerque. Here's the 0-2, and that pitch is outside. The count now at 1-2. Good fastball there from Rolison at 89. But Rolison, all the days that we've seen him in this series, big smile on his face, just happy to be back with the boys, he says. Here comes the 1-2. And it's a high fly ball to left field. Still racing back. The left fielder, Snyder, he's at the wall, goes over his head. This goes up against the wall. Extra bases for Moncada. The throw to the catcher, Huff, from Ryan Ritter was right on the money, but it's a double as Snyder was twisting and turning out of left field. He didn't have his sights set on perfectly. As here comes Andrew Miller. Moncada reaches on the double. Josh Hood scampers to third. And just like that, second and third with one out, as here comes the right fielder and Andrew Miller. As lefty Rolison will work out the full windup now. Here comes the pitch from Rolison, and a breaking ball just high in the count at 1-0. Home plate umpire is Nate Hall. Over at first base is David Subball. 75 miles per hour on that off-speed pitch there from Rolison. As here comes the 1-0, and that is a breaking ball in there for a strike. The count at 1-1. Good pitch there from Ryan Rolison. As we said, his second rehab start. Started a Tuesday night here in Modesto. Three scoreless innings for Rolison. Allowed two hits and one walk while striking out three. Looking for a big out here. Here's the 1-1, and that is outside. The count at 2-1. The Grizzlies infield is actually playing back here. They will concede the run if possible. So count at 2-1. To Andrew Miller, who's hitting .266 this year with three homers. As the 2-1 is way outside. And the count now at 3-1. 82 miles per hour there from Rolison. So three balls, one strike. Runners at second and third here in the bottom of the first. No score between Fresno and Modesto. Here's the pitch. And it swung on and missed as Miller had a check, kind of a check half swing on that one. 87 on the elevated fastball. The count now full, three balls and two strikes. Here in the bottom of the first. Solid crowd here on a Sunday afternoon in Modesto. You can hear them stomping their feet on the bleachers. As here comes the 3-2 from Rolison. And a breaking ball, and it's going to be lifted foul and out of play towards the right side. And a bunch of kids chasing after that souvenir. The count remains at 3-2. The second baseman, Luis Mendez, playing just behind the bag at second base. So there is a big hole on the right side of the diamond between first and second. As here comes the 3-2, and that is a high line drive to left field. Snyder races, he can't get there. It goes over his head, up against the wall. This will score two runs, and the Nuts have a 2-0 lead. Andrew Miller, a 2-RBI double. Hood and Mankata score, and the Nuts are on the board once again here in the first. Off the bat, it looked like the left fielder Snyder had a beat on it. And it went over his head and went up against the wall. So now a runner at second with one out. And just like that, Modesto a 2-0 lead. They have scored 7 runs in the first inning the past 2 games. As here's the pitch now, and that is a high fly ball to right center field. The right fielder Martin makes the play. The throw in, Martin, his arm, absolutely gorgeous. A one hopper to third base for the second out. So Martin has made both outs this inning. As we'll bring up the catcher in Freudy Batista. So Miller, the runner at second, did not advance on the play. As Fresno trying to get out this inning and get back into the bats. When opponents score first on the road this season, the Grizzlies are 1-9. Their only lone win came on Friday night. As Rollison will come set, taking on Freudy Batista. Here's the pitch, and that is in the dirt. And the count at no balls and one strike. As Batista swings and misses. It's the count at 0-1. Batista hitting 290, 3 home runs, 16 RBI. An 836 OPS. A very strong catcher / DH. Here's the 0-1. And Batista, a high fly ball to left field. And it is way out of here. A 2-run homer for Batista. And for the second straight game, Modesto leaves the yard in the first. It is now 4-0 Modesto Nuts. Third extra base hit of the inning. 4 runs have come across. Batista, as we said, lots of power. His 4th homer of the season. And it's now 4-0. So still 2 outs as here comes the left fielder Colin Davis, who had a grand slam last night. 4-0 Modesto. They have scored 9 runs in the first inning the past 2 games. As here comes the pitch from Rollison and a fastball, and it's lined to center field. That's going to get all the way to the right center field here. As now Davis slips. Here comes a possible play back at first, and he'll get back there. He was slipping around first base looking for 2. He fell initially halfway. Retreated back to first base, was in there. No throw back to first. As the inning will continue, it's Edrin Rodriguez. So now 4 hits this inning, 3 extra base hits. It's 4-0 as here's Edrin Rodriguez, the 8th batter to the plate. And Modesto just jumping on Fresno here early. So with 2 outs now. Rollison working hard this inning, already at 25 pitches. Will now take on Rodriguez, who's batting 182. And the first pitch is a breaking ball just high. The count of 1 ball and no strikes. Or 162 for Rodriguez, 162. No home runs, 10 RBI. The count is at 1-0. As Rollison comes set, here's the pitch. And that's a high pop-up. It's going to drift, and I think it's just going to go out of play. And the count now at 1-1. That ball bouncing a couple rows in front of us. Souvenir for a lucky fan. The Grizzlies, though, have allowed 32 first-inning runs this season. It's the most runs in a single inning for Fresno. Or is the most out of any innings. That ball is, again, lifted high in the air, and it will go foul, and the count now at 1-2. But 32 runs allowed in the first inning. The next closest inning is the 4th, where the opponent scores 27. Fresno's most 38 runs in the eighth inning. So the first inning's really been a detriment to Fresno this season. So here comes the 1-2 now from Rolison. There goes the runner. Here's the throw from Huff. It's offline into center field. This gets away, but luckily E.J. Andrews Jr. is there to back it up. It's a stolen base for Colin Davis. Two outs, runner at second. The count is 1-2 to Rodriguez, and Huff had a late chance at that ball. The throw is way offline towards the second baseman, Mendez. But Davis was going to be there regardless of where the throw was. So here comes the 2-2. And a breaking ball swung on and missed. But Modesto, four runs on four hits and a walk, which includes a two RBI double from Andrew Miller and a two-run homer from Freddy Bautista. The Grizzlies, some work to do as we head to the top of the second. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. Top of the second inning, the Grizzlies trail the Nuts 4-0. Another big lopsided inning against the Grizzlies in the first and back-to-back games. But the Grizzlies last night, they trailed 6-0 after two. They came all the way back initially in the seventh inning before ultimately falling to Modesto. So the Grizzlies, they've been in the spot before, not uncharted territory, and it starts with the man coming to the plate, and E.J. Andrews Jr. The center fielder will lead things off against the right-hander in Michael Morales. As here comes the first pitch from Morales, and it is outside, the count at 1-0. E.J. Andrews Jr. batting 250, 5 home runs, 13 RBIs, and 854 OPS. Here comes the pitch. And that is outside, and the count now at 2-0 to Andrews Jr., who is currently on a personal best 5-game hit streak. Here comes a 2-0 to Andrews Jr. from Morales, and he swings and misses on a high fastball, and it's now 2-1. E.J. Andrews Jr. has hit very well also in May, but on his current 5-game hit streak, 9-for-20, a .450 clip, a home run, two triples, and a double. That pitch runs outside, and it's now 3-1 to Andrews Jr. During batting practice the other day, I got a chance to watch Andrews Jr. working on a lot of different aspects to his swing as he swings and misses there. The count now full 3-2. Wants to make sure he gets some good hip rotation and movement from hitting coach Trevor Burmeister. We've seen a lot of improvement on Andrews Jr.'s swing here in the early parts of the season. Here comes the 3-2, and that is right down the middle, called strike three. Three strikeouts now for Morales, as Andrews Jr. looks at that one, as here comes the first baseman in Bryant Betancourt. Betancourt 0-for-7 in his past two games, so the first baseman is due here. Betancourt batting 226, no home runs, 13 RBI, still looking for that first home run in a Grizzlies uniform as that pitch is low and the count at 1-0. Good breaking ball there from Morales. The count at 1-0. The Grizzlies trail 4-0 here in the top of the second. Here's the pitch. And that is high and the count now at 2-0. Bryant Betancourt, only 19 years old, born on October 12, 2003. Here's the 2-0, and Betancourt lines one to left field. It's going to be a tough play, and it's going to get in the corner. Betancourt looking for extra bases. He will end that 0-for-7 streak with a stand-up one-out double. The Grizzlies' first hit of the game is extra bases, and it's off the bat of Brian Betancourt, as here comes the right fielder in Robbie Martin. Great piece of hitting there for Betancourt, who took a pitch the other way, and he lined it down the left field line. Now, the left fielder, Colin Davis, was playing closer to the line, but that ball kept tailing away from Davis as it hit the wall out there in left field. So now here's Robbie Martin who comes to the plate. As here comes the pitch from Morales. And Martin takes a called strike. The count at 0-1. Martin has 2-for-4 last night with a double as well. Ended his 0-for-12 streak in the series. Batting .259. He's got 3 homers, 14 RBIs, a .689 OPS. Here comes the 0-1 to Robbie Martin. As that's a line drive out to right field, and that's going to get over the right fielder in Miller's head. This will go off the wall. This is extra bases now for Robbie Martin. Brian Betancourt hustles in, and it's now 4-1. The Grizzlies get a run back off the RBI double from Robbie Martin, and it's back-to-back extra base hits for Fresno, and it's 4-1. So Betancourt waltzes home. And I'll bring up the second baseman now, Luis Mendez. We have now seen a couple balls misjudged by the outfielders in this contest. So now I'll bring Luis Mendez to the plate, who had 3 runs in last night's contest. Here's the pitch to him, a breaking ball, nicely placed in there, and the count at 0-1. So Robbie Martin, RBI double, back-to-back doubles for Fresno here in the second. They now trail 4-1. This team does not shy away from some competitive games. Here comes the 0-1 to Luis Mendez. And it is low, and the count now at 1-1. 7th double, by the way, for Robbie Martin. He picks up the RBI. That is 15 now for Robbie Martin. Betancourt with the run after he had his 5th double of the season. Here comes the 2-0 to Luis Mendez, and Mendez takes a hack, and it goes right in front of the catcher. Batista throws in time to get Mendez. Up to third goes Martin. Goes 2-3 on that one. As Freddy Batista makes a play, so 2 outs now. As here comes the catcher and Cody Huff. Cody Huff batting .209. 1 home run, 13 RBIs. Cody Huff's dad is here in attendance. His brother was here the other night as well, and Huff said it was great to see his brother, who plays baseball as well. So here's the pitch to Huff, and it's high for a ball, the count of 1-0. Cody Huff, a product of Stanford, 5'10", 198 pounds for the 22-year-old from Scottsdale, Arizona, went to Horizon High School. Here comes the 1-0 from Morales, and that is a breaking ball in there. And the count at 1-1. Top of the second inning, 4-1, Modesto leads Fresno. The series finale here at John Thurman Field. Martin leads from third. As here comes the 1-1 of Cody Huff. And that is a high fly ball, and it's going to drift foul. And the count now goes 1-2 to Cody Huff, as Gene Perez awaits on deck. Cody Huff, a .594 OPS. Started the season red hot in the first series at San Jose. Has cooled off just a tad bit. As here comes the 1-2 to Huff. And Huff, a line drive, and it goes foul towards the right side again and out of play. So the count remains at 1-2 to Cody Huff. And just like Rollison in the first inning, Morales now with a higher pitch count through 2 innings. As the Grizzlies stringing together a couple hits and some long at-bats. Here comes the 1-2 to Cody Huff. And a breaking ball, good pitch, low in the zone though. Batista stops it. The count at 2-2. 76 miles per hour on that off-speed pitch. So two balls, two strikes to Cody Huff. The runner at third is Robbie Martin. Here's the pitch, and it's outside, ball three, and the count now full. Good eye and good mechanics there from Huffling off that pitch, keeping his wrist back from moving the bat forward through the zone. The count now full, three balls, two strikes. We'll see if Morales goes back to that slider on the outer part of the plate. Here's the 3-2, and he does, and Huff swings and misses to end the inning. We head to the bottom of the second. The Grizzlies get a run back off the RBI double from Robbie Martin. We'll be back to Grizzlies baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. Bottom of the second inning, 4-1, Modesto leads Fresno. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263. Today, Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And here in the bottom of the second, we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. It'll be 9-1-2 against Ryan Rolison, who's back out for his second inning of rehab work. Curtis Washington Jr., the center fielder, steps into the box. Here's the pitch to him. And it's a fastball called a strike on the inner part of the plate. The count at 0-1. A 145 average for Curtis Washington Jr. No home runs, three RBIs as he looks to square a bunt. And the ball is outside. The count now at 1-1. So 145 average here for Curtis Washington Jr. Tons of speed for the nine-hole hitter for Modesto. Here's the 1-1, and that is a bunt attempt, and he comes up empty as it goes into the glove of Huff, and the count now at 1-2. The third baseman, Perez, was playing back a little bit, had a race up towards the grass right there. If Washington Jr. puts that one down, the speed could get him on a base hit. So the count is now 1-2 from the lefty and Ryan Rolison. Here's the pitch, and it swung on and missed. A fastball past the bat of Washington Jr. Two strikeouts now for Rolison. As they'll bring up the shortstop in Josh Hood. Hood walked and scored back in the first inning. Now comes to the plate here for the second time against the left-hander in Ryan Rolison. Rolison 6'2", 213 pounds. The left-hander did not play in 2022 due to injury on his shoulder. Had shoulder surgery in 2022, making a second rehab start for Fresno as the 1-0 is outside. 25 years old, born on July 11th, 1997. Here's the 1-0, and Hood takes that pitch for a strike. The count at 1-1. A first-round draft pick, pick number 22 in 2018, out of the University of Mississippi for Rolison. Pitched on Tuesday here in Modesto, as that pitch is fouled to the backstop. The count at 1-2. Three scoreless innings, allowed two hits and one walk while striking out three. Rolison in a little bit of trouble here in his second outing. But the big factor right now is to making sure that he's healthy for the next steps when he climbs the ladder. This could be a guy that ends up in the big leagues by the end of the year for the Rockies if he can stay healthy and show promise in terms of stuff, as here comes the 1-2. And a breaking ball, and that's going to go foul. And the count remains at 1-2. In 2021, he split the season between AA Hartford and AAA Albuquerque while making rehab appearances for High A Spokane and the ACL Rockies, went 4-3 with a 5.27 ERA as the 1-2 fastball dances outside, the count now at 2-2. While he was pitching, he was actually placed on the injured list with appendicitis. As that pitch is swung on and missed, 3 straight strikeouts, now 2 in this inning, as Hood is retired for the second out. And here comes the DH in Gabriel Gonzalez. Gonzalez, a foul victim back in the first inning, so 0-1. But so Rolison was saying, as he had an appendicitis, and it's one of those things where you cannot really do anything about it. Your appendix is part of your body that technically doesn't do as much as you need. As that's a ground ball to the second baseman, Mendez. Mendez over to first in time. Ryan Rolison, a 1-2-3, bottom of the second. We'll talk more about Rolison when we head back in the bottom of the third. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FraserGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. Sunday afternoon baseball, the Grizzlies trail the Nuts 4-1 as they head to the top of the third. Express Furniture Rental. Whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They're your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. Express Furniture Rental, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the third. Michael Morales will take on Gene Perez, the nine-hole hitter for Fresno. First pitch to him is fouled to the backstop, the count at 0-1. Gene Perez, a .083 batting average, one home run, one RBI. He has 2 hits since joining the Grizzlies, a couple weeks now on the Fresno roster. As here comes the 0-1 to Perez, and that's a ground ball sharply hit to the shortstop, Hood. Hood gobbles it up over to first in time. It goes 6-3 as Perez is retired, and it'll bring up the shortstop in Ryan Ritter. Ritter 0-1, struck out back in the first inning. One of the hottest hitters right now in the California League. He is second in the league with 9 homers. So Ritter now to the plate here in the top of the third. Here comes the pitch to Ritter. And it's a line drive, base hit to center field. Ryan Ritter now 1-2, his 10th hit of the series. And he extends his hit streak as well. Third hit for Fresno. And with one away, here comes the left fielder in Jake Snyder. So Ryan Ritter now, in this series, 10-22. He has a homer, or 2 homers, 2 doubles, 6 RBI, 5 runs, and 2 walks. Jake Snyder now to the plate. He struck out his first at bat. Here comes the pitch to him, and Snyder, a ground ball. It's going to go foul as the first baseman Moncada backhands it in foul territory. The count at 0-1. Jake Snyder, one of the top batting averages in the California League, and a lot of Grizzlies on that California League hitting leaderboard. Jake Snyder ranks tied for 7th in runs as well with 27. As here comes the 0-1 to Snyder, and it's outside, and the count at 1-1. Snyder's also tied for 8th in triples with 2, 9th in on-base percentage at .413, and tied for 9th in batting average at .291. Nice. Here comes the 1-1 to Jake Snyder. Check on Ritter. He's back safely. Ritter does have good speed as well, though. Ritter this season has 3 stolen bases, has not been caught yet. As he takes a slight lead now over at first. Here comes the 1-1 from Morales. And Snyder swings and misses, and the count now at 1-2. Good spot and location as Snyder went chasing there. The count now at 1-2. Just underway here at John Thurman Field. Top of the third inning, 4-1, Modesto leads Fresno. Here comes the 1-2. And Snyder takes that ball in the dirt. Good stop there from Batista, smothering it. It's the count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes against Michael Morales. Morales, 6'2", 210 pounds. 20 years old from Enola, Pennsylvania. East Pennsboro High School, a third-round draft pick by the Mariners in 2021. Here's the pitch to Snyder, and that's a check swing. He did not go around. The count at 3-2. Morales, his second season in a Nuts uniform. Morales went 5-7 with a 6.01 ERA last year, but now headlines the starting rotation. Here's the 3-2. There goes Ritter. A ground ball to the first base of Moncada, and all Moncada can do is tag the base. He was pretty much right on the bag when he fielded that ball. So up to second goes Ritter. Snyder's retired, goes 3 unassisted. 2 outs in the frame now for the DH and our pregame guest, Jesus Bugarin. Bugarin, a team-long 8-game hit streak. On Friday night, had 2 triples, which was tied for a single high or a single game record in Grizzlies history. Morales looks back the runner. Here's the pitch to Bugarin, and he swings and misses on a breaking ball in the inner part of the plate. The count at 0-1 to Jesus Bugarin, who has 2 homers this year. Bugarin's 4 triples is second best in the California League. Trailing Modesto's Cole Young, who gets the afternoon off. As Morales will come set, Ritter leads from second. No one holding him on initially. Long pause by Morales, 3-2. Here's the pitch, and that's a high fly ball out to deep center field. At the track, it is caught by Curtis Washington Jr. to end the inning. Bugarin, a good ride on that one, but unfortunately the Grizzlies come up empty. They trail 4-1 as we head to the bottom of the third. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. Bottom of the third inning, the Nuts lead the Grizzlies 4-1 as Ryan Rolison back on the bump for Fresno. The left-hander projects to go 3-4 innings, 55-60 pitches, as he will take on 3-4-5 in the Modesto lineup. That's Cody Huff throwing that ball to first base. Brian Betancourt applying a tag. Manco Abenlay Provence Apartment Homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Le Provence is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1 and 2 bedroom apartments. Visit their website at leprovenceapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. Manco Abbott and Le Provence, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the third. The 1-0 was an off-speed pitch just high to Moncada. Here's the next pitch, and it swung on and missed. Good pitch on the outer part of the plate there from Rolison. And the count now at 1-1. Grizzlies trail 4-1 here to Modesto. Here's the pitch, and that's a high fly ball left field. It is playable for the left fielder and Jake Snyder coming over still, and he will make the play. Moncada retired. It goes F7 on the putout. Now, he did promise you some more stuff about Ryan Rolison. So his appendix bursted, had an appendicitis, was placed on the 7-day injury list back in 2021. But while on the injury list on June 14th, he actually broke a bone in his left hand. He missed over 2 months of the season. And then he had the shoulder injury in the offseason that required shoulder surgery as that first pitch from Miller's fouled off. He had a 2-RBI double back in the first inning, a part of that 4-run first for Modesto. But for Rolison, has not really been healthy since the middle of 2021. Here's the 0-1 from Rolison. That pitch is fouled off the mask of Cody Huff, the count at 0-2. And what's so frustrating for Ryan Rolison's story is this was a guy who spent the season on Colorado's alternate training site during the 2022 season. Attended his first Major League spring training where he appeared in 2 games. Through 2.2 innings. Here's the 0-2, and that is inside and the count at 1-2. And prior to spending time at the training site and appearing for Hartford and Albuquerque in the previous years, 2018 and 2019, Rolison was pretty much unhittable at the lower levels in the Rockies system. As the 1-2 is outside, and the count now at 2-2. In 2018, his first pro season for Grand Junction at rookie ball, was named an MILB.com organizational all-star. Had a 1.86 ERA, 8 walks, 34 strikeouts over 29 innings. As that is swung on and missed, and down goes Miller. 4 strikeouts now for Rolison. And with 2 away, here comes the third baseman, Milcar Perez. Rolison went to the University of Mississippi where he said he had a great time. He graduated from the University School of Jackson in Jackson, Tennessee before he attended the University of Mississippi, and he had an initial choice out of high school going into college because he was initially selected by the Padres in the 37th round of the 2016 MLB draft out of high school. But of course, he said he wanted to look for a certain money amount. And he went the college route, which he never regretted, he said, as that pitch is inside. The count at 1-1 here to Milcar Perez. In 2019, Ryan Rolison donated $10,000 to Shriners Hospital by pledging a donation for every strikeout, as that pitch is inside. The count at 2-1. And he grew up playing catch with his grandmother in her backyard. That's awesome. Big shout out to my grandma listening back in Rapid City, South Dakota. As here comes the 2-1 from Rolison, and it's inside of Perez. The count now at 3-1. I know how amazing it is to be able to play catch with family members. A lot of these players grew up learning the game from family members. As that ball is lifted way foul down the left field line, the count at 3-2. Whether it was a dad, a mom, a grandfather, an uncle, an aunt, or in Rolison's case, his grandmother, it brings back a lot of memories for myself as well. So 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs here in the bottom of the third. 4-1, Modesto leads Fresno. Rolison looking for another 1-2-3. This will not happen as he as a two-out walk to Milcar Perez. That's the second walk allowed by Rolison. It'll bring up the catcher in Freddy Bautista. Bautista, a two-run homer back in the first inning. It was a line drive out to left field. So he's one for one with that home run, two RBI as well. Here's the pitch, and that is swung on and missed. He went right after, Rolison went right after Bautista with that breaking ball. It's the count at 0-1. Bautista, a free swinger, took a big cut on that off-speed pitch down in the zone. But the count is at no balls and a strike. Here's the 0-1, and that is inside. And the count at one ball and one strike from Ryan Rolison. 6'2", 213 pounds, his second rehab start. The first ever Rockies rehabber when the team has been affiliated with the Grizzlies. As that pitch is fouled off, and the count at 2-1. Rolison on the Rockies 40-man. So one ball, two strikes, two outs. As here's the pitch from Rolison, and that is inside. And Rolison started walking towards the Grizzlies' dugout. Couldn't get the strikeout there. So the count now at two balls and two strikes. Two outs here in the bottom of the third. 4-1, Modesto leads Fresno. Here's the pitch. And the breaking ball, and it's going to go foul. So the count remains at 2-2. Perez the runner at first. As the Grizzlies trying to get out of this inning without any runs coming across. Get the bats back up. So two balls, two strikes, two outs. As Rolison comes set, here's the pitch. And that is high, and the count now full. Three balls, two strikes. Rolison now at 59 pitches. So he's reaching that threshold that he can stay in this game. As Jackson Cox, the right-hander, starts to loosen down in the Fresno bullpen. Here's the 3-2, and that is a broken bat, and it's a little pop-up to the shortstop caught by Ryan Ritter. That bat splintered and went all the way to the third baseman, Gene Perez. And that ends the inning. Rolison 60 pitches through three innings. The Grizzlies trail 4-1. We head to the top of the fourth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. Top of the fourth inning, the Grizzlies trail the Modesto Nuts 4-1. E.J. Andrews Jr. to the plate against Michael Morales. Andrews Jr. 0-1, a strikeout victim back in the second. As here comes the pitch from Morales, a fastball low, and the count at one ball and no strikes. As the Grizzlies and Nuts conclude their six-game series today here at John Thurman Field. the first of 5 regular season series between these two teams, and the first of 3 meetings here at John Thurman Field. So 18 of the 30 games between these two teams will be right here at this ballpark. We've already played 5. This is the 6th one. In 3 years, the Grizzlies and Nuts have split their 54 matchups, 27 wins for both teams. As here comes a 2-0 from Morales, and Andrews Jr. looks high at the fastball. The count now at 3-0 to him. In 2021, the squads became a part of the same league for the first time since 1988. As here comes the 3-0, and that is low ball 4, a leadoff 4-pitch walk to E.J. Andrews Jr. First walk issued by Morales. And it'll bring up the first baseman in Bryant Betancourt. Betancourt 1-for-1, a double and a run back in that second inning. Now, back in 1988, Modesto was affiliated with the Oakland Athletics and were named the A's, while the Grizzlies were known as the Fresno Suns and were playing independently. As here comes the pitch to Bryant Betancourt from Morales, and it is a ball as it just misses. So kind of 1-0. Now the Modesto Nuts are associated with the Seattle Mariners organization, and prior to that, they were with the Colorado Rockies system. Of course, that's who the Grizzlies are partnered with. Here's the pitch to Betancourt, and it's low and outside. The count at 2-0. Morales, 6 straight balls, as we'll have a mound visit here by Batista. So a lot of connections between these two teams when it comes to who they've been with and who they've faced and so on and so forth. Now, among that huge rivalry between these two teams, of those 54 matchups over the past 3 seasons, the Grizzlies have some big games against Modesto, which include 2 playoff clinching games, one here at John Thurman Field back in 2021, and then at Chuck Chansey Park in 2022 in downtown Fresno. So the Grizzlies have 2 straight years where they have clinched a playoff berth against Modesto, and it could be a third year this year as these two teams will finish up the first half against one another here at John Thurman Field. Here comes the 2-0. Long way from Morales. Here's the pitch, and it's inside. Called a strike. The count at 2-1. Now, Modesto and Fresno are 96 miles away from one another if you drive by car, following the California 99 route. They're about an hour and 32 minutes apart if you drive nonstop. And the halfway point is Planada, California. Here's the 2-1, and that is inside. And the count now 3-1 to Betancourt. So a lot of history in just 3 years between these two teams. And they've played very good and close baseball. A lot of great games, a lot of close affairs, a lot of high-scoring affairs as well. We saw 9-7 last night. Here comes the 3-1 to Betancourt, and he will take it for a strike, and the count now full, 3-2. Now the Grizzlies against Modesto went 11-8 against the Nuts in 2021, but went 14-16 last year against them. The most runs by the Grizzlies scored in a game against Modesto, 16. That came back in a 16-3 win on May 7th. As that is a low pitch, and it's ball 4. So Betancourt will walk here. Back-to-back walks now for Morales. So Andrews Jr. up to second. He was going on the play, but because of the walk, it does not matter what they did at second base. As now here comes the right fielder in Robbie Martin. Martin 1-for-1, an RBI double. The lone Grizzlies RBI. They trail 4-1 here in the top of the fourth. Now, Modesto scored 18 runs last year against the Grizzlies in their most runs in a game. As that pitch is outside, the count at 1-0 looked like a changeup there from Morales. So, count of 1 ball and no strikes. Now, it was an 18-5 win on July 31st last year at John Thurman Field, where Modesto crushed Fresno, a 13 widest margin of victory, which was actually, as that pitch is fouled off in the count at 1-1, the widest margin of victory by both teams, 13 runs. And it came when both teams scored their most runs in a game. The Grizzlies on May 7th, 2022. They won 16-3 at Chuck Chansey Park, while the Nuts crushed the Grizzlies 18-5 on July 31st, 2022 here at John Thurman Field. Here comes the 1-1, and that's a high fly ball right field. It is deep, and it is going to go off the wall. Another extra base hit for Robbie Martin. It's now 4-2. Robbie Martin, 2-for-2, 2 doubles, 2 RBIs, and the lead is down to 2. Andrews Jr. comes around to score. Bryant Betancourt into third base. Robbie Martin, a double off the wall. That's the first hit this inning, fourth hit overall. It's now 4-2. Runners at second and third, still nobody down, and here comes the second baseman, Luis Mendez. Jake Witt, the pitching coach, now coming to the mound. A lot of 2-2-2s after that. The second double, 2. We also had that for his second hit, 2. The second run for Fresno, 2. With 2-2-2, that reminds me, thanks for tuning in to the girlfriend, the world's best girlfriend, Molly, listening back in Fresno, California. Appreciate you tuning in for today's action. As the Grizzlies and the Nuts battling it out here in the series finale from John Thurman Field. As here comes Luis Mendez. He grounded out back to the catcher in his first at-bat. But now an opportunity to possibly tie this game up. Mendez a .247 average as Morales comes set. Here comes the pitch, and that is lifted foul towards the left side. The count at 0-1. So Mendez trying to get something going here. As the Grizzlies trailed 4-0 after 1, they've cut the lead in half. Here's the pitch. And Mendez swings and misses on a breaking ball in the dirt way out in front of it. The count now 0-2. Good pitch there from Morales. Mendez ranks 7th in on-base percentage in the California League at .417. One of a couple Grizzlies on the top 10 hitting leaderboard. As here comes the 0-2, and that is fouled off, and it goes just the left of us. So the count remains 0-2. So no balls, 2 strikes. Mendez stays alive here. On deck, the catcher, Cody Huff. As here comes the 0-2, and that is inside. Mendez looking back to make sure that wasn't a call to strike. The count at 1-2. From Michael Morales. So 1-2 to Mendez from Morales. Here comes the pitch. And that is outside. And the count now at 2-2 to Mendez. And Morales now over 60 pitches. So both pitchers working hard in this contest. 2-2, nobody down. Runners at second and third for Fresno here in the top of the fourth. Here's the pitch, and Mendez shoots one to left field. It's going to be out of play as another souvenir for a young fan, and we'll do it again at 2-2. A good battle here ensuing between Mendez and Morales. We'll also see if Ryan Rollison is done for the afternoon. 60 pitches, I think, was the limit for him. He's pitched 3 innings so far. So Morales now comes set again. Here's the 2-2, and Mendez fouls it to the backstop. Mendez continues to stay alive here. Multiple fouls in this at-bat. I believe that's now his third foul ball with 2 strikes in this at-bat and 4 overall in this at-bat. Here comes the 2-2. Here's the pitch, and that is a little chopper, and it goes foul as the catcher, Batista, putting a glove onto it, but it just bounced away. So the count remains 2-2. So once again, I believe that's now 5 foul balls in this at-bat for Mendez, and 4 coming on 2 strikes. So we'll do it again with 2-2. Here's the pitch. And it is outside, ball 3, and Mendez has worked it full. Mendez, 22 walks this season, by the way. Second on the Grizzlies in that category behind Ryan Ritter. So the count 3-2. Runners at second and third. Nobody down. Here's the pitch. And he swung on and missed a breaking ball. And Mendez went fishing. He comes up empty as Morales picks up a big strikeout. His fifth of the afternoon. As here comes the catcher in Cody Huff now. So five strikeouts for Morales. One out in the inning. Still runners at second and third. As Morales will come set. Huff 0-for-1. He was a strikeout victim himself in his first at-bat. Check swing on an inside fastball to count at 1-0. That pitch from Morales was at 91 miles per hour. By the way, that pitch to Mendez, 77 miles per hour, and that ball had tons of late life to it on the outside part of the plate. Here comes the 1-0 from Morales to Huff, and it's inside, almost hits Huff, who turns his shoulder. The count now at 2-0. The Grizzlies trying to get back into this contest. They trail 4-2 here in the top of the fourth inning. They're at John Thurman Field. Here comes the 2-0, and that's a ground ball pass. Oh, what a play from the shortstop, Hood. Wow. Hood lays out, makes the play, gets Huff at first base. It does score Betancourt. No advancement by Robbie Martin. It is a ground out RBI for Cody Huff. It's now 4-3. What a play, though, from Josh Hood. So it does score a run, though. So now two outs for Gene Perez in a 4-3 game now. So two away. What a play again from Josh Hood. Wow. Here's the pitch. And pitch clock violation on Morales. So the count now 1-0. Cody Huff thought he had a single, maybe two RBIs. Instead, Josh Hood makes it the second out. Only one run scores. Here comes the 1-0. And that is swung on and missed in the dirt. The count at 1-1 now to Gene Perez. Perez grounded out sharply to Josh Hood back in the third inning. But the Grizzlies got to be pretty happy how this inning goes. Even if they only score these two runs, Morales now up to 71 pitches here in this inning. So up to 71 pitches. He's only thrown 41 strikes. Here's the pitch. And that is a breaking ball, and it's a called strike to Gene Perez. The runner at second is Robbie Martin. He's got good speed. So the count is at 1-2. As Morales comes set around the belt, here's his pitch, and that is a liner over Josh Hood in the left field. This will score Robbie Martin. Gene Perez ties this game up at 4. Gene Perez's second RBI in the series, his third hit as a Grizzly, and we are tied. Robbie Martin comes around to score. Gene Perez, the RBI single. He's now 1-for-2. Second hit of the inning. Third run for Fresno. They have now 5 hits. And it's now a 4-4 game. And we are squared away again. Two outs still. As here's the shortstop, Ryan Ritter. Ritter 1-for-2. A single in his last at-bat. Here's the pitch. And it's a called strike. And the count at 0-1. To Ryan Ritter. Ritter lined one to center field his last at bat. Ritter 6'2", 200 pounds. Here's the 0-1, and Ritter takes an off-speed pitch, and now check on Perez! And he is safe back in there at first base. Was almost caught napping by the catcher in Freudy Batista. The throw back to Moncada almost got Perez there. Perez has good speed, but we've not really seen him on the base pass this season. As here comes the 1-1, and Ritter swings and misses over the top on a breaking ball in the outer part of the plate. The count at 1-2, as Ritter His momentum carrying him all the way over to the other batter's box. 75 miles per hour. The horizontal break on that pitch, minus 14 inches on that. Oh, my goodness. That's a lot of movement. One ball, two strikes, two outs here in the top of the fourth. We are tied at four here at John Thurman Field. Here's a 1-2 check on Perez. He's back safely with a head-first dive. Steve Solis, the first base coach, going to go talk to the young third baseman in Perez. Gene Perez in for Andy Perez. The 18-year-old gets an off day. Maybe he'll come in later this afternoon, possibly in a pinch hitter running situation. As the count is at 1-2 to Ritter, and Ritter takes the ball in the dirt, and there goes Perez. The throw from Batista is online, but Perez sneaks in there, and I believe that's going to be a stolen base as he was going before that ball was in the dirt. So Perez takes off for second, so now runner at second with two outs. So now a runner in scoring position on the delayed steal by Gene Perez. As here's the 2-2, and that is a high fly ball drifting to right field. The right fielder going back. He's going to miss the ball, misplayed off the wall. It's a double, and this will score a run, and the Grizzlies have a 5-4 lead. The right fielder, Miller, initially had a beat on it. He was on the warning track, and I believe it actually might have hit the wall. Either way, the Grizzlies have four runs this inning, and they lead 5-4. So Ritter reaches there. Gene Perez comes in to score, and now here's Jake Snyder. So another run for the Grizzlies, and now they lead 5-4 as we have a pitch clock violation on Michael Morales. And the count now 1-0 to Jake Snyder, who's 0-2. So we'll see what the ruling officially is there, as the right fielder from my vantage point looked like he had it in his glove and it bounced off of him. Here's the 1-0, as that's a ground ball to the second baseman. Here comes the throw. It's going to be close, and Snyder barely out by an inch as Rodriguez barely makes the play. But the Grizzlies score four runs in the top of the fourth inning. We had the bottom of the fourth, 5-4 Fresno. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. We're in the bottom of the fourth. Fresno leads Modesto 5-4 after a four-run top of the fourth inning. Jackson Cox will now take over for Ryan Rollison, who worked three innings, allowed four runs, all earned on four hits and two walks. He struck out four as well, as now we have a pitch clock violation. I believe that's the fourth pitch clock violation this afternoon. As here comes the 0-1 now, and it's inside here to Colin Davis. The count at 1-1 from the righty in Jackson Cox. Davis 1-for-1, a single back in the first inning. So Ryan Rollison, back to him, finishes up his second rehab start as that pitch is fouled off. The count at 1-2. So Rollison, 3 innings in both of his rehab outings. This one less efficient than the first one, but I think Ryan Rollison has shown enough for him to get to the next steps up the Rockies' ladder. As that's a slow chopper back to the pitcher, Jackson Cox. The throw to first is in the dirt, and Brian Bettencourt digs it out for the first out. 1-3 on the put out as they bring up the second baseman in Adrian Rodriguez. So Jackson Cox takes over here in the fourth inning. Jackson Cox, no record, a 3.86 ERA. This is his third game, his first out of the bullpen. 7 innings so far, 5 hits, 3 runs, 3 earned on 3 walks and 7 Ks. His most recent outing on May 14th in a start against Visalia, where he pitched 4 innings of 1-run baseball, allowed 3 hits and 1 walk. He struck out 4. As that pitch is inside, it's 2-0 to Rodriguez. Rodriguez struck out his first at bat. For Jackson Cox now, here comes the 2-0. And it is low, and it's 3-0, and went off of Cody Huff, and I hope he's okay there. 6'2", 200 pounds for Jackson Cox. The right-hander is from Tootle Lake High School in Washington, where he was a second-round draft pick by the Rockies organization, pick number 50 in 2022. He was the only high school drafted player by the Rockies, as that's a one-out walk to Rodriguez on 4 pitches. Third walk now for Fresno, as here comes the center fielder and Curtis Washington Jr. Cox is only 19 years old, born on September 25th, 2003. Jackson Cox is a Portland, Oregon native. First professional season, he is ranked as the Rockies' number 13 overall prospect on MLB.com. As that pitch is outside, the count at 1-0, and here comes Cody Huff to talk to his young right-hander. He was assigned to Fresno on May 7th, and his first game in his pro debut was on May 7th at Stockton. An athletic right-hander with a chance to have 3 pitches that are above average after all is said and done. The fastball, really, really good. 95 to 97 with ease. It just comes beautifully out of his hand, and he is 19 years old. And I watch a kid that has this much talent, I go, man, at 19, I think I was still picking my nose in high school. As here comes the 1-0 to Curtis Washington. From the right-hander, Jackson Cox, here's the pitch, and it's a bunt attempt, and Cody Huff now going to try to make a play. He dives, but runs out of real estate, the count at 1-1. Good hustle there from Cody Huff to try to get to that bunt attempt. So the count remains at 1-1. So Cox now taking over for Ryan Rollison, who made his second rehab start. The only Grizzlies rehabber since they've been affiliated with the Colorado Rockies in 3 seasons. So a lot of memories now with Ryan Rollison. Here comes the 1-1, and that is low and inside. The count at 2-1. So Jackson Cox now in more of a piggyback role today. Will usually be the Sunday starter for Fresno if Ryan Rollison was not here. Here comes the 2-1. It swung on and fouled off of Cody Huff, who's just taken a beating back there this inning. So the count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. So Jackson Cox here for Fresno. He did not pitch last year in rookie ball after being selected by the Rockies in the second round. Here's the pitch, and it is inside. And the count now full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson Cox signed with the Rockies for an above slot of $1.5 million. As that pitch is grounded foul down the left field line. We'll do it again at 3-2. He signed for that above slot of $1.85 million instead of going to the University of Oregon, where he was initially committed to. But when you're taken in the second round, pick number 50, by the Colorado Rockies, you have to take the chance there. Here's the 3-2, and it's inside, almost hits Washington, And now back-to-back walks with one out here for Jackson Cox. Four walks now for Fresno pitching, as here comes the shortstop in Josh Hood, as Mark Brewer coming to talk to his young right-hander. Jackson Cox is one of two Washington High School arms who were drafted early in 2022, the other being J.R. Ritchie, who went number 35 overall to the Braves. Other notable Washington arms to go in the top five rounds of the draft were left-handers John Lester and Blake Snell. Also right-handers Trevor May and Jeremy Bonderman. Talk about a group you want to be with. A couple All-Stars, maybe a future Hall of Famer as well in John Lester. The last local player from his area drafted was Mark Morris High School product Zach Brill in 2012. Went to the Texas Rangers in the 31st round. In 2021 as a senior, Cox threw 48 innings, striking out 107 of the 175 batters he faced, boasting a minuscule 0.44 ERA. He was selected for the 2021 Perfect Game All-American Classic. And Tootle is located in the southwest part of the state and is near Mount St. Helens. So a Tootle High School product. Here's the pitch, and that is outside Josh Hood, and the count at 1-0. Hood over 1, a walk and a run back in the first inning. 5-4, Fresno leads Modesto here in the bottom of the fourth. Here comes the 1-0. And a breaking ball, and it's high, and the count at 2-0. Jackson Cox, two walks already, ties a career high for him. Only one-third of an inning so far. Here's the 2-0, and that is low ball three, and the count now at 3-0. Nowhere to put Josh Hood. If he walks him here, it will bring up Gabriel Gonzalez with the bases loaded. Here's the pitch from Cox, and it's a called strike, and the count at 3-1. 92 there from Jackson Cox, who owns a 3.68 ERA. 7 1/3 innings for him so far this season. Here's the 3-1, and it's outside, ball four, and the bases are loaded, all via walks. Second time Hood has walked. Five walks now by Fresno pitching. Bases loaded, one out, and the dangerous Gabriel Gonzalez to the plate. Gabriel Gonzalez, one of the top players on this Mariners roster, on this Modesto Nuts roster, and in the Seattle Mariners organization. As here's the pitch, and it's a ground ball, slowly hit. It's going to be barehanded by Perez, and he throws it at first, not in time. And now they have a runner caught, and he's going to slide in safe, and Modesto has the lead. Curtis Washington got into initial of a rundown, and Bendencourt couldn't decide where to throw the ball. By the time Bendencourt threw the ball home, Washington Jr. comes around to score, and Modesto has the lead. So a slowly hit ground ball. I believe that's a single for Gonzalez. It'll be an RBI as well. Washington then came to third base on that one. And then after the play was thrown over to first, Washington took off for the plate. Bendencourt couldn't decide where to throw the ball, and Washington just took off for home. The ball was not close as Huff tried applying the tag. It's now 6-5 Modesto. As the first pitch is inside, a Moncada, first and second, one out now. So Gonzalez at first, Hood at second, only one out still in the inning. Moncada 1-for-2, a double and a run back in the first. As there goes the runners, and that is going to be past the diving first baseman of Bendencourt in a shallow right field. It scores a run. So Gonzalez now to third. Hood comes in a score on the RBI single from Gabe Moncada. And it's now 7-5. So all of a sudden, this inning has gone out of control for Jackson Cox. Only one out still, as here comes the right fielder in Andrew Miller, who had a two RBI double and a run back in the first. Here's the pitch. And it's inside and the count of 1-0 to Miller. So Gonzalez singles on a soft ground ball to third baseman Gene Perez, who barehanded the ball. He could have let that ball go foul initially. I don't know if it would have gone foul, but could have played that chance. When he threw the ball to first, it was enough for the second runner and Curtis Washington Jr. to score. So Edgar Rodriguez scored on the initial ground ball, and then Curtis Washington scores on the play. So 6-5 or 7-5 Modesto now here in the bottom of the fourth. Here's the pitch, a breaking ball inside, and the count at 2-1. These teams just keep playing back and forth. It's a ping pong match here. Thought we were playing baseball. Here comes the 2-1. And that fastball is lined. Base hit to right field. It is 8-5 now. Modesto scores 4 runs to regain the lead right back here in the fourth. So Andrew Miller now 3 RBIs on the RBI single. Moncada up to second base. Gonzalez scores. Third hit this inning. Fourth run now allowed by Jackson Cox. As here comes Milcar Perez with still only one out. He's the eighth batter this inning. And for the second time in 4 innings, Modesto has had 8 batters come to the plate. Here's the pitch. It's outside. The count at 1-0. 93 there from Jackson Cox. 8-5 Modesto. They have 7 hits, though. 5 Grizzlies walks as well. Here comes the 1-0, and that is low. And the count at 2 balls, no strikes, as we might see some action here in the Fresno bullpen soon. I know Gabriel Barbosa is scheduled to probably pitch at some point today. As here comes the 2-0 from Cox, and that is lifted foul and out of play. And the count at 2-1. A lot of action here in the fourth inning. 4 runs by both teams. We already have 13 runs, and we're only in the fourth inning. Buckle up. We're here for a wild Sunday afternoon game. Here's the 2-1, and that is low. And the count now at 3-1 here to Milcar Perez. And just like that, Cox losing the strike zone. Milcar Perez 0-1. Here's the pitch, and that is fouled off. And the count now at 3-2. Good pitch there from Cox, challenging Perez at 93 miles per hour. And again, just effortlessly to the plate. That is the one thing that's amazed me by watching Jackson Cox, is how quick that ball gets to the plate. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch. And a ground ball. It could be 2. The tag by Mendez over to first in time. A double play to get out of the inning. 4-3 with the tag as well. But 4 runs by Modesto here in the bottom of the fourth. They have an 8-5 lead. We had the top of the fifth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023.
Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. We're in the top of the fifth inning, 8-5. Modesto leads Fresno. A four-run fourth inning for both teams. Modesto also scored four runs in the first, so they lead 8-5. Jesus Bugarin will take on the new Nuts pitcher. It's left-hander number 25, Holden Laws, who takes over for Michael Morales, who worked only four innings, allowed six hits, five runs all earned. He walked a pair of batters and struck out five. As the count is 1-1 to Jesus Bugarin. As here comes the 1-1 from Laws. And it's a breaking ball in there. And the count at 1-2. Laws pitched on Thursday against Fresno. Now back here again against the Grizzlies. Here's the 1-2. And that is a ground ball fouled off by Bugarin. The count remains at 1-2. Bugarin is 0-2. An 8-game hit streak for Bugarin. He extended it last night in the ninth, so we'll see how many more opportunities he has this afternoon. Here comes the 1-2 from Laws, and that's a ground ball, and it's going to get to center field. A 9-game hit streak for Jesus Bugarin. There you go. Don't have to wait much longer. A single there. 7 hits now for Fresno. So they have 5 runs on 7 hits, while Modesto 8 runs on 7 hits. As here comes E.J. Andrews, Jr. Andrews, Jr., a walk and a run back in the fourth, 0-1. As Laws will come set around the belt. Here comes the pitch, and that is going to hit E.J. Andrews, Jr. Bugarin up to second. Andrews Jr. hit by the pitch. It's now first and second. Nobody down. As here comes the first baseman, Bryant Betancourt. 1-1. A double and 2 runs scored for Bryant Betancourt. We're here in the top of the fifth inning. And Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies. Go to Wyndham Hotels and Resorts' website to book your next stay. Great amenities at a great price. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fifth. As Laws will come set, now taking on the lefty in Betancourt. Here's the pitch, and Betancourt looks at a called strike. The count at 0-1. 3 straight lefties now coming up for the Grizzlies against left-hander and Holden Laws. Here in the top of the fifth inning. As here comes the 0-1, and that is a breaking ball outside. And the count now at 1-1 to Bryant Betancourt. Betancourt had a rough series today. He's looked really good, though. As here comes the 1-1 from Laws. And that is a called strike, and Betancourt will take his time right here. On a 1-2. Robbie Martin waits on deck. Martin 2-for-2 with 2 doubles. As here comes the 1-2, and that is way outside. The count at 2-2, it looks like Laws fell off the mound a little bit more than he wanted to. Against Bryant Betancourt. Betancourt signed as an international free agent in 2021 by the Rockies. He's from Venezuela. Here's the 2-2, and that is a breaking ball, and it's going to be lifted out to shallow left field. There's a beat on it by Colin Davis, but he will run out of room, and the count will remain at 2-2. Betancourt's 5'11", 170 pounds. A lot of power numbers in his first couple of seasons in pro baseball. In 2022, spent time at the DSL Colorado where he batted .355 with a 1.136 OPS. Here's the 2-2 to Betancourt. It's inside. Called strike 3. Betancourt was almost hit by the pitch. Instead, he is rung up on strikes. First strikeout for Laws, and it'll bring up the right fielder, Robbie Martin. Martin, 2 for 2. 2 doubles, 2 RBIs, and a run. Now runners at first and second with one out. By the way, for Betancourt, he had 11 homers over 175 plate appearances in his last season. So a lot of numbers there. That's a line drive to left center field. Robbie Martin looking for two. He will round first. He has the second. And there's a franchise record 3 doubles for Robbie Martin. Another RBI double for him. It is now 8-6. 3 for 3. 3 doubles, 3 RBIs. Jesus Bugarin scores. E.J. Andrews will now go to third base. Second and third with one out. And the Grizzlies once again are back in this contest as here comes Skyler Messenger. And he will pinch hit now for Luis Mendez. As the infield comes in now for Modesto with one out. So Luis Mendez out of the game now. Here's the pitch to Messenger and line drive deep, base hit down the left field line. This will tie the game at 8. Skyler Messenger, a pinch hit, 2 RBI double. And we are tied at 8. This game continues to go back and forth. The ground ball down the left field line and Messenger picks up 2 RBIs. Andrews Jr. scores. Robbie Martin scores. As here comes the catcher, Cody Huff now. I don't even have time to put in Skyler Messenger into my book. And all of a sudden, he has already tied this game up at 8. Here's the pitch to Huff, and he looks at a pitch inside. The count at 1-0. Good for Messenger on the pinch hit there. His first hit of the series, by the way. And I hope that Luis Mendez is okay as well. Here's the pitch, and it swung on and missed. The count at 1-1. So now, runner at second with one out. It's 1-1 in the count. It's 8-8 our score here. Here's the pitch, and it's off the glove of Batista. Up to third base goes Messenger. Runner at third with one out. Fresno looking for another run. So a wild pitch right there as Messenger gets to third. So Skyler Messenger is third double. That was after the double from Robbie Martin. 3 doubles in a game ties a franchise record for Robbie Martin. So the Grizzlies have already broken multiple franchise records in this series, as that's a ground ball to the shortstop, Hood. Hood, double clutch, and now they have Messenger tied up. Here's the pickle, the tag, and he's out. Batista was running Messenger back, and now they have Cody Huff stuck, and they're going to tag him, and it's a double play. The Grizzlies making multiple mistakes on the base pass to end the inning, and we will be tied at 8 going into the bottom of the 5th. So Messenger went on contact. The shortstop Hood double clutched it. He threw it to the catcher Batista. Batista ran Messenger all the way back to third, tagged Messenger out. Huff was trying to get to second base while this was going on, and he got stuck between first and second, and they threw him out at second for the double play. 8-8. We had the bottom of the 5th. A barn burner of a game. Come on back. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and stream guys, FreseroGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota.
Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. Bottom of the fifth inning, 8-8 between Fresno and Modesto. As that's a strike to Freddy Bautista from the pitcher Jackson Cox, who's back out for his second inning of work. A fielder's choice double play to end that inning. Cody Huff hit the ball to shortstop Josh Hood, who went to the catcher Freddy Bautista, to first baseman Gabe Moncada, to second baseman Edrin Rodriguez for the putout. So on that fielder's choice double play, it should be 6-2, and then 2-3-4 on the double play. Fielder's choice double play to end the inning. So now in this inning, Skyler Messenger, the pinch hitter, stays in the game as the third baseman. And for moving from third to second is Gene Perez, as Freddy Bautista swings and misses. And just like that, he is down on strikes. First strikeout for Jackson Cox. And here comes Colin Davis, the left fielder. Here comes the pitch, and that is swung on and missed in the dirt. The count at 0-1. Man, I feel like I haven't been able to breathe in this game with how much is going on. This is awesome. 8-8 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. As that pitch is fouled off, and the count at 0-2. Here comes the pitch from Jackson Cox. And a breaking ball, and that's going to be grounded the backhand from the shortstop Ritter. The throw is in time. Good play from Ritter. Goes 6-3 on the put out. Two outs now. And here comes the second baseman, Edrin Rodriguez. So again, back to Robbie Martin. We were talking about it before, that crazy fielder's choice double play. Three doubles in the game ties a franchise record last done by Benny Montgomery on September 11th, 2022, as that pitch is swung on and missed in the dirt by Rodriguez. The count at 0-1. Good pitch there from Jackson Cox. So the Grizzlies in this series have broken two single-game franchise records. Robbie Martin is 3-for-3 as well, so he has a chance to take over a franchise record this afternoon. That is awesome. Here comes the pitch to Rodriguez, and a breaking ball, and it's inside. The count now at 2-1. Rodriguez 0-for-1. He walked and scored back in the fourth. Here's the pitch. And a high fly ball to left center field. A play now by the center fielder, Andrews Jr. He dives, and he makes the catch. Oh me, oh my, what a play from Andrews Jr. to end the inning. A 1-2-3 fifth with that spectacular catch from E.J. Andrews Jr. in the left center gap. We head to the top of the sixth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to John Thurman Field here in Modesto, California. Top of the sixth inning, 8-8 between Fresno and Modesto. And it's Chukchansey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Playing, earn, drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday where you can win a share of $45,000 every week for a chance at $1 million. Chukchansey Gold is live entertainment inside Firehouse Lounge every Saturday evening. You must be 21. Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino, play with the best. And here in the top of the sixth inning, we thank Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. That pitch is in there for a strike to Gene Perez here in the top of the sixth inning against lefty and Holden Laws. And the pitch is swung on and missed, and the count now at 0-2 to Perez. So top of the sixth. As here comes the 0-1, and that pitch is fouled off by Perez. And we'll do it again with the same count. One ball, two strikes. The first pitch was a ball from Laws to Perez, and now strikes three straight in a row with that foul ball and that 1-2. Gene Perez, 1-for-2, a single, RBI, and a run. Here's the pitch, and that is a high fly ball to left field. It's playable for Colin Davis. Davis is there for the putout. F7, as we bring up the shortstop in Ryan Ritter. So Modesto scored 4 runs in the first. They added 4 runs in the fourth. Fresno, a run in the second, took the lead with 4 runs in the fourth, so they were down 4-0, then leading 5-4. Modesto took an 8-5 lead, and then Fresno 3 runs in the fifth. So 8-8 here in the sixth. Here's the pitch. And Ritter just takes a strike all the way. He didn't even move his bat. And they counted 0-1 to Ryan Ritter. And here comes the next pitch. And that is outside. And the count now at 1-1. Here in the top of the sixth inning, Ryan Ritter 2-for-3, an RBI double in his last at-bat, as that's a high fly ball deep to left field, and you can kiss that one goodbye. Home run number 10, and the Grizzlies have a 9-8 lead. Ryan Ritter, his third home run in as many games. He has now the team lead 10th. He's second in the California League. He has now homered in back-to-back games. That's the second time this season he has done that. He's the only other guy to do that in that statistic as well. And it is 9-8 Fresno. Ryan Ritter is a triple shy of the cycle now here in the sixth inning. As here's Jake Snyder, and that pitch is lifted foul, and the count at 0-1 to Jake Snyder. So home run for Ryan Ritter. And the Grizzlies now lead 9-8 here in the sixth. His 10th homer of the season. Here's the 0-1. And that's a breaking ball in there, and the count at 0-2. So Ryan Ritter's homered three times over his past two games. Has homered in back-to-back games. That's a high pop-up. It's going to drift foul. Ryan Ritter had homered twice earlier this season. The other guy to do that actually was E.J. Andrews Jr., homered in back-to-back games. So Ryan Ritter continues to stay hot. And right now, if you're the California League, if you're minor league baseball, there's your player of the week in Ryan Ritter. Here's the 0-1. And that is a strikeout, and the bat goes flying. Actually, that ball went to the backstop, but the bat went flying. We've had a little bit of everything. Oh, my goodness. 9-8 our score here in the top six. Jake Snyder loses his bat. The count is at 0-2 with two outs. So Jake Snyder back now into the box. As here comes the pitch to Snyder, and Snyder takes that pitch away. And the count now at 1-2 to Jake Snyder. Here comes the 1-2 to Jake Snyder. And he swings and misses for the second out of the inning. Two strikeouts now for Laws. As here comes the DH in Jesus Bugarin. 1-for-3, a single and a run back in the fifth inning. This series has just been unbelievably fun. 9-8 Fresno as that pitch is swung on and missed by Bugarin. The count at 0-1. Ryan Ritter, 3-for-4. He's a triple shy of the cycle, by the way. Here comes the 0-1. And Bugarin, a little flare into shallow right center field, will be the second baseman in Rodriguez making the play. A home run by Ryan Ritter, his 10th of the season, and the Grizzlies now hold a 9-8 lead. We had the bottom of the sixth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. Bottom of the sixth inning, 9-8 Fresno leads Modesto as Jackson Cox back out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. 9-8 Fresno leads Modesto. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. Here in the bottom of the sixth, we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. As here comes the next pitch to Curtis Washington Jr. High chopper, the shortstop, Ritter, and Washington Jr. falls, and he is going to be retired to go 6-3. I think he's okay. He gets up and is going to go back to the dugout. 6-3. As here comes the shortstop and Josh Hood, and Washington Jr. is trying to get out of the box, get down the line when he fell down on that one. So one out in the inning. As here comes the pitch to Josh Hood from Jackson Cox. And that ball is low and away in the count at 1-0. Josh Hood has scored twice after walking twice as well. So 0-for-1 for him. That's a high pop-up way on the infield. It'll be the shortstop and Ryan Ritter making the play. So two outs now as here comes the DH in Gabriel Gonzalez. 1-for-3, a single and an RBI. So Gonzalez now to the plate. So Gonzalez now to the dish. As the first pitch from Cox is a fastball for a strike. The count at 0-1. Jackson Cox has settled down after a rough initial first inning. He has now retired 5 in a row. As that swung on miss, now 0-2. Actually, he's retired 6 in a row. Here comes the 0-2 from Jackson Cox. And that is in the dirt. And did he go around? No. The count at 1-2 as Cody Huff went after that ball just in case. To Gonzalez. As here comes the pitch, and it's outside, and the count now at 1-2. 9-8 our score here in the top of the sixth inning. Here's next pitch, and that is low, and the count now at 2-2. 3-2, actually. Here comes the pitch. And it is outside, 4. So Gonzalez draws the 2-out walk. 4th walk by Jackson Cox. As here comes Gabe Moncada. Moncada 2-for-3. A double, a single, a run, and an RBI. As Jackson Cox comes set. Here's the pitch. And the count at 0-1. So no balls and a strike to Moncada. And that pitch is outside. And the count now at 1-1. Grizzlies 9 runs on 10 hits. Modesto 8 runs on 7 hits. No errors by either team, though. Here's the pitch. And that is swung on and missed in the dirt. Good pitch there from Jackson Cox. As Moncada takes his time, he's ready back in the box. Gonzalez leads from first base here with 2 outs in the bottom of the 6th. Here's the pitch. And a ground ball up the middle. And it goes off the second base bag in a shallow center field. As now throwing it in is E.J. Andrews Jr., Gonzalez to third. Moncada is now 3-for-4. 8 hits now for Modesto as here comes the right fielder in Andrew Miller. Miller has 3 RBIs. He's 2-for-3. He's had a fantastic game at the plate. Where's number 27 on the back of his jersey? Here's the pitch, and that is fouled off, and the count at 0-1 here in the bottom of the 6th inning. A couple other games going on in the California League, including one at Banner Island Ballpark between San Jose and Stockton. They're also in a good game over there. San Jose looking for a series win, Stockton looking for a series split. The Ports will be visiting the Grizzlies next week at Chukchansey Park. Here's the pitch, and it is fouled off. The count now 0-2 to Andrew Miller. Visalia and Rancho finished up a little bit earlier today. We'll give you the score about that later. And then Inland Empire and Lake Elsinore did not play a game today, and we'll tell you why. As Jackson Cox looks in. Here's the pitch, and it is called strike 3. Good spot right there from Jackson Cox. He gets out of a little bit of trouble. The Grizzlies maintain their 9-8 lead. We head to the top of the 7th. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5
2023. Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. We're in the top of the seventh inning here in Modesto at John Thurman Field. The series finale between two California League Northern Division foes, the Fresno Grizzlies and the Modesto Nuts. And the Grizzlies lead the Nuts in a high-scoring affair, 9-8. As Fresno looks for the series split against their California League Northern Division foe, the Grizzlies at 20-18, the Modesto Nuts at 20-18, both tied for second place right now behind the San Jose Giants. Juan Burgos gets the ball now for Modesto. He's the second pitcher out of the bullpen, third pitcher overall for the Nuts against E.J. Andrews Jr. Here's the pitch, and it's inside. And the count now at 1-1 to E.J. Andrews Jr. He's 0-1, two runs after a walk and a hit by pitch. There's action now in the Grizzlies bullpen. Here comes the 0-1, and that is inside, and the count now at 2-1. So it was 1-1. Now it's 2-1 for the count. So 2-1. Here's the pitch. And that is a called strike. And the count now at 2-2. Good pitch there from the right-hander Burgos, who picked up his first save of the season just the other night for Modesto. Is a 1.29 ERA this year. Here's the pitch, and that's a high fly ball drifting out to right field. This is playable for the right fielder Miller, and he is there for the putout. Andrews Jr. now 0-2. As here comes the first baseman, Brian Betancourt. Betancourt, 1-2, a double and two runs scored. He's been a part of a lot of big scoring innings for Fresno. Fresno, one run in the second, four runs in the fourth, three runs in the fifth, and a run in the sixth. While Modesto, four runs in the first and four runs in the fourth. As that pitch is outside, the count of 1-0 to Bryant Betancourt. As that pitch is lined to center field, a base hit. Bryant Betancourt is second hit of the game. Third time he's reached base safely. 11 hits now for Fresno, as here comes the right fielder, Robbie Martin. Martin is 3-3, three doubles, and three RBI. He's also scored twice as well. He's already tied a franchise record for the Grizzlies, held back by Benny Montgomery on September 11th of 2022. Here's the pitch, and that is low, and the count of 1-0 to Robbie Martin. As here comes the pitch to Robbie Martin, and that is swung on and missed. The count at 1-1. Martin takes some good cuts today. First two hits to right field, the next one to left center. As the Grizzlies trying to extend their 9-8 lead here in the seventh. Here's the pitch, and that ball shot out to left field, and it's going to go foul. And the count now at 1-2 from the righty and Juan Burgos. 94 miles per hour there from the righty. Juan Burgos, 6 feet, 175 pounds, 23 years old from Santiago, Dominican Republic. takes over for Holden Laws, who went only two innings of work. Here's the pitch, and that's a ground ball to right field. It gets through the legs of Moncada, and now Robbie Martin had a second. Here's the throw. He is there. Bencourt up to third. Robbie Martin is at second base once again. I believe that they could call this a hit as well. If it is, it is a new franchise record, as here comes the third baseman in Skyler Messenger. If it's a double, we have a new franchise record. So second and third now with one out. As here's Skyler Messenger, who came in as a pinch hitter. He has a two RBI double as well. They're going to count it as E3. As here comes the one, or the first pitch to Messenger, and that's a single to left field. This will extend the Grizzlies' lead. Here comes the first run, and Martin held up at third. Good throw from the left fielder Colin Davis. Skyler Messenger with an RBI single. He has three RBIs on two hits. So that scores the run. Martin now to third base. It is a fielding error by, officially by Moncada. So in this inning, two singles and an error. So now second and first and third. And a run is already scored. So Bencourt scores. Martin at third. Messenger at first. As the ball is low to Huff, the count at 1-0. So first and third. One out. One run already scored. Two hits and one error. Here's the pitch. And it's outside of Huff. The count at 2-0. So Skyler Messenger now 2-for-2 with three RBI. The Grizzlies now lead 10-8. They're looking to add on more here in inning 7-9, where the Grizzlies have had a lot of success. Here comes the pitch to Cody Huff, and that is a called strike, and the count now at 2-1. Over the past 14 games, a 9-5 record, the Grizzlies have scored 53 of their 79 runs in innings 7-9. In that span, Fresno has recorded 27 runs in the eighth inning. Here's the pitch, and Huff, a ground ball, is going to go foul. And the count now at 2-2. That's Cody Huff at the plate. The runner at first is Messenger. The runner at third is Robbie Martin. Messenger, the RBI single. Martin reached on an error. Bencourt scored. He has now three runs in this game. Here comes the pitch to Cody Huff, and that's a high fly ball into shallow right field. It'll be caught by the second baseman, Robbie Martin, faking the tag. Great throw from the second baseman, Rodriguez. So two outs now, as here comes the second baseman now in Gene Perez. With two outs here in the inning, runners still at first and third. So 10-8 here in the seventh inning. Fresno now has scored 54 of their 89 runs. In inning 7-9, as that's a ground ball to the second baseman, Rodriguez. Rodriguez over to first, and that ends the inning. An RBI single from Skyler Messenger. The Grizzlies now lead 10-8. We head to the stretch here at John Thurman Field. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chachansi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning. The Grizzlies lead the Modesto Nuts 10-8. It's been a high-scoring affair, 20 hits between the two teams. We also have 8 walks as well, as Milcar Perez will lead things off for Modesto here in the seventh inning of next against the new Grizzlies pitcher, right-hander number 31, Gabriel Barbosa, who takes over for Jackson Cox. Cox, 3 innings of work, 4 hits, 4 runs, all earned. On 4 walks, he struck out a pair. Here comes the 0-1 from Barbosa, and it's outside in the count of 1-1. Gabriel Barbosa is 6 feet, 183 pounds, wears number 31 on the back of his red jersey. Here comes the pitch, and Perez grounds that one foul, count at 1-2. Barbosa, 21 years old from Bastos, Brazil, signed as an international free agent in 2018. He is the second Fresno Grizzly player to be born in Brazil, as that is called strike 3, perfectly placed on the outside part of the plate for the first out of the inning. Perez down on strikes, Barbosa picks up the K, as here comes Freudy Batista. So Gabriel Barbosa, the third Fresno pitcher now, 1-3, a 9.64 ERA. This is his seventh game. As here comes the pitch, and that is swung and a miss. Good off-speed pitch. The count at 0-1. Barbosa had to catch that one from Cody Huff. That was airmailed just a tad bit. Barbosa, though, here comes the pitch, and that's a high fly ball out to shallow right field. It will be the right fielder, Robbie Martin, coming in, and he'll make the play about 10 feet shy of the infield dirt. Goes F9 for the second out. Here comes left fielder Colin Davis. So Barbosa, as we said, seventh game for him. Barbosa last appeared on April 30th for a start, and then May 14th, as that's a line drive base hit to left center field. That's a two-out single for Colin Davis. He is now 2-for-4. 9 hits now for Modesto. So Barbosa's seventh game pitched overall. He's appeared in 4 starts, 3 out of the pen. 23 1/3 innings, 9 walks, 17 Ks. As here comes the pitch from Barbosa, and that is fouled off, and the count at 0-1 of Rodriguez. Barbosa is considered to have the best control in the Rockies system, according to Baseball America. In 146 innings pitched, Barbosa has 27 walks. As here comes the 0-1. And a check on Perez back safely, or not Perez, Davis, excuse me. Davis the runner at first with 2 outs here in the 7th inning. As here's the pitch, and that is a called strike. Good pitch on the outer part of the plate. The count at 0-2. As we said, the second player born in Brazil in Fresno Grizzlies history, Murilo Gouveia in 2015, part of the Astros organization. He was part of the Brazilian World Baseball Classic qualifying team as well, pitching a couple games. As that pitch is fouled off. No, it's actually a drop third strike. Huff now down to first. The pick by Bencourt. And that actually ends the inning. Gabriel Barbosa, a clean seventh inning. We head to the top of the eighth. 10-8, Fresno leads Modesto. We'll be back on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. We're in the top of the eighth inning. 10-8, Fresno leads Modesto as a new pitcher now for the Modesto Nuts. The right-hander, Nathaniel Garabitos. He's the third pitcher out of the bullpen for Modesto, fourth pitcher overall. Juan Burgos, one inning, allowed two hits. One run, it was earned, no walks, no Ks. As here's Ryan Ritter, and that is outside for a ball. The count at 1-0. Ritter, 3-for-4, a triple shy of the cycle. He had his 10th homer of the season in his previous at-bat. As that pitch is low, the count at 2-0. And if you're Modesto, I don't think you pitched to Ryan Ritter anything close. His OPS at 1.009. Here comes the 2-0. And that is low, ball 3. And I don't think any pitch is going to be close here as well. Ritter's average now at 290. 10 home runs this season as well. The Grizzlies were trailing 4-0 and then trailed 8-5 at one point as that pitch is right down the middle. The count at 3-1. Fresno has scored in 4 straight innings, 5 of their last 6. As here comes the 3-1 and Ritter fly ball foul and the count at 3-2. So Modesto, 4 runs in the first, 4 in the fourth. Modesto run in the second, 4 in the fourth, 3 in the fifth, 1 in the sixth, 1 in the seventh. Here now in the top of the eighth inning. It's not the only close game right now. 6-6 at Banner Island Ballpark between San Jose and Stockton. As the 3-2 is low, ball 4. Ritter draws the walk. He will still be a triple shy of the cycle. Third walk now by Modesto pitching. As we bring up Jake Snyder, who's 0-for-4. So Ryan Ritter now, that walk right there. We'll see if he's named Player of the Week. He's already been named Player of the Week once this year. The Grizzlies have won 4 Player of the Week or monthly awards, which is the most in the California League. They had 14 last year, a franchise record, and the most, of course, in the Cal League. As that pitch gets to the backstop, inside is Snyder. Up to second base goes Ritter on the wild pitch. Runner at second, nobody down. Back to San Jose Stockton, where it's 6-6 in the top of the eighth. San Jose looking for a series win. That game and series has been close as well. Back and forth in that game. Stockton and San Jose traded scores in the first. Then back and forth as the pitch to Snyder is outside. The count at 2-0. Carter Howell, 3-for-5 with an RBI and 2 runs. He hit his second homer of the season. Andrew Cachel, the former Fresno State Bulldog, his second homer. Matt Higgins continues to stay hot. He has a double as well. For Stockton on the other side, here's the pitch. It's fouled off. The count at 2-1. The home run from Stevenson, his third of the year, Tommy Stevenson. Jose Escarcea, double in back-to-back games, his sixth of the year. Escarcea has 2 hits as he came in as the defensive replacement for Tommy Malone. or Brennan Malone, excuse me, Brennan Malone. Here comes the 2-1, and that pitch is fouled off, and the count now at 2-2. Stevenson, though, a three-run homer for him, so 6-6, San Jose Stockton in the bottom of the eighth in that one. We'll head over to Rancho Cucamonga and Visalia, where the Rawhide fell 10-5 to Rancho Cucamonga. As here comes the 2-2 to Snyder, and it's outside, ball three. Rancho scored three runs in the first, five runs in the second. They added two in the sixth for good luck. Visalia won in the third, one the fifth, three in the sixth. But Rancho, 10 runs on 15 hits. As that pitch is outside, ball four. Jake Snyder draws the walk. He has now reached base safely. Fourth walk, second this inning by Garabitos. And if I'm correct now, every batter except Cody Huff has reached base safely. That is correct, as here's a mound visit. And Jesus Bugarin coming to the plate with runners at first and second. Nobody down. 10-8 Fresno here in the top of the eighth. So Rancho received home runs from Don Cohn. Back-to-back games, he's gone deep. Lorenzo went deep twice. He's got 11 home runs now. He now overtakes Ryan Rader for second place in the California League Northern or California League standings for hits or for home runs, excuse me. And then a home run as well for Bencourt. So four home runs. Bencourt also added a double as well. But Lorenzo went 3-for-5 with five RBIs and two runs. Rancho Cucamonga wins. On the other side, a couple doubles for Visalia, but they could not catch up to what Rancho did, especially in those first two innings. As here comes the pitch now to Jesus Bugarin. It's high in the count at 1-0. Inland Empire Lake Elsinore postponed for the third straight game. And if you have not heard about what happened a couple nights ago, there was a gas leak fire where two workers were injured. As here comes the 1-0, and Bugarin, a little blooper out of shallow center field. It gets down. This will score a run. 11-8 as Ritter gets the third. So Ritter scores. Snyder's a third. Excuse me. So Snyder to third. Ritter scores. An RBI single for Jesus Bugarin, his second hit of the game. It's an RBI single as well. 11-8 Grizzlies. As here comes center fielder E.J. Andrews Jr., who has scored twice but has not received a hit yet. 0-for-2 with a walk and a hit by pitch. Runners at the corners, nobody down. The Grizzlies trying to extend this lead. Here's the pitch, and that's a called strike. The count at 0-1. So 0-1. Here's the pitch, and that is a high pop-up, and it'll drift foul. And the count at 1-1. So Lake Elsinore Storm, here's what happened. While contractors were installing new equipment in the team facility, there was an unfortunate accident related to the work being done. The contractors assigned to the installation sustained injuries, and they are keeping their thoughts, of course, at this time. As here comes the 0-2. As that's a ground ball, this could be 2, 5, 4, 3, a double play. It does score a run, no RBI for E.J. Andrews. Goes 5-4-3 on the double play. So Bugarin and Andrews Jr. Jake Snyder comes in to score. So 12-8 Fresno now. And with two outs, here's Bryant Bettencourt. Bettencourt is 2-for-3 with three runs scored, including a double today. We'll see what he can do here with Robbie Martin on deck. And Bencourt looks at a called strike from the fastball from Garabitos. The count at 0-1. But so, that pitch is outside. So Lake Elsinore and Inland Empire, their final three games of their series canceled. And our thoughts and our prayers go over to the two injured contractors that were part of that gas leak fires. That pitch is ranged out to left field. It is playable for left fielder Davis, and he will make the catch to end the inning. Our final thoughts and prayers over to the two that were injured in Lake Elsinore. Inland Empire at Lake Elsinore postponed for the third straight game. after a gas leak fire a couple nights ago. 12-8, Fresno leads Modesto as we head to the bottom of the eighth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. Bottom of the eighth inning, 12-8, Fresno leads Modesto here in the series finale between two California League Northern Division foes. First pitch is outside of Curtis Washington Jr. from Gabriel Barbosa. The count at 1-0. And here comes the next pitch from Gabriel Barbosa. Here's the 1-0, and swung on and fouled off. The count at 1-1. It's Chukchansey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Play and earn drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday where you can win a share of $45,000 every week for a chance at $1 million. Chukchansey Gold is live entertainment inside Firehouse Lounge every Saturday evening. You must be 21. Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino, play with the best. And here in the bottom of the eighth inning, we thank Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. As here comes the 2-2 from Barbosa. Line drive, base hits a left field. Washington reaches base once again. He walked and scored back in the fourth. So now 1-for-3 for Washington. As Modesto going to try to put something together. 10 hits now for them. As a ring up the shortstop in Josh Hood. Hood 0-for-2 with 2 walks and 2 runs. He's also struck out and popped up as well. As the Grizzlies trying to finish up a series split and a win this afternoon. As that pitch is in there for a strike, the count at 0-1. Barbosa, the third pitcher for Fresno this afternoon. Here's the 0-1. Check on Washington Jr. He's back safely with a head first dive. As Washington Jr. takes his lead from Barbosa there. Here comes the 0-1. He'll fake the stolen base and stay back at first. That pitch is swung on and missed. The count at 0-2. The Grizzlies finish up this series. They are 20-18. Modesto 20-18. So the winner moves into second place in the California League Northern Division standings. As that pitch is a ground ball to third baseman Messenger on the one bouncer. 5-4-3. A double play. Messenger snags the one bouncer to him. And Josh Hood bounces into the double play. Two outs now for Gabriel Gonzalez, the DH. Gonzalez, 1-for-3, an RBI single and a run back in the fourth. He's also walked in the sixth. So two outs now. Here's the pitch. And a ground ball off of Barbosa's leg. And that's going to be a single for Gonzalez. reaches for the third straight time. Three hits now Barbosa's allowed, and I hope he's okay there. I think they're just going to check on him. Barbosa's very tough. 21 years old, but very tough. Yeah, I think he's going to stay in the game as well. I think they just want Barbosa to finish this game off. As the Grizzlies lead 12-8 here in the bottom of the eighth inning. So the winner of this will move to second place in the California League Northern Division standings. Get a little bit closer to San Jose, who is tied at 6 right now in the ninth against Stockton. As that's a line drive, and it's foul down the right field line as Bencourt making a trying to make a play. The count at 0-1. On top of that, the winner of today's game will improve to 28-27 against the other team. 54 meetings between these two teams coming into today. The teams have split the first 27 games, or the first 54, 27 wins for each team. Here comes the 0-1 from Barbosa. And that swung on and missed. The count at 0-2. Good pitch there from Barbosa. That off speed has looked good today. The count now at 0-2. So this is a big game for both teams. And of course, Fresno would love a series split as well against Modesto. Here's the 0-2. And that is in the dirt. Check swing. Moncada did not go around. The count at 1-2. The Grizzlies back home next week to take on the Stockton Ports, who are playing actually some really good baseball right now. The Grizzlies split the Ports in their last series at Banner Island Ballpark. It'll be the third series against them this season. The Grizzlies are 7-5 against Stockton. As here comes the 1-2, and that is called strike three, and Barbosa has another clean inning. We head to the top of the ninth, 12-8 Fresno. We'll talk more about what to expect next week at Chuck Chancy Park. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. Top of the ninth inning, 12-8. Fresno leads Modesto. Here is Robbie Martin. The first pitch to Martin, a fly ball to center field. This is going to be caught by Curtis Washington in center. What a play! Robbie Martin was looking for his fourth double of the game. He is now retired with that great play from Curtis Washington in center field. Wow. First out of the inning, and here comes Skyler Messenger, 2-for-2, a double and 3 RBIs for Messenger. Here's the pitch, and it's low, and the count at 1-1, no strikes. Against the new pitcher, Allen. Sat off as here comes the 1-0. And it's outside, and the count at 2-2 and no strikes. So Allen Sadoff now, S-A-A-T-H-O-F-F. Sadoff, here comes the 2-0 from the right-hander. And it is in there. And the count now at 2-1. He is the fourth Modesto reliever. So Nathaniel Garabitos this afternoon is done as well. Allowed two runs over an inning of work. Here comes the next pitch from Sadoff. And Messenger swings and misses. And the count at 2-2 here in the top of the ninth inning. The Grizzlies back home on Tuesday. So two balls, two strikes, one out. Here comes the pitch to Messenger. And that's outside. The count at 3-2. So next week, the Grizzlies back home against the Stockton Ports starting Tuesday morning at 11:05 a.m. for Making the Grade, where schools around the Central Valley are rewarded for their hard work in the classroom. As that pitch is laced foul, we'll do it again at 3-2. Kids, teachers, and administrators get to learn how to eat healthy and stay active through fun skits, videos, and more during the game from Parker T. Bear and our great, great corporate partners. They were given free tickets and lunches courtesy of the Fresno Grizzlies and our amazing corporate partners. As that pitch is inside, a Messenger draws the walk. Third time, he's reached base safely. A one-out walk. Fifth walk now by Modesto pitching. As here comes the catcher in Cody Huff. Huff 0-for-4 in RBI back in the fourth inning. 12-8 our score. So it is Making the Grade. Our third and final Making the Grade, 11:05 a.m. against the Stockton Ports. It's also Two for Tuesdays presented by Toyota. As that pitch is outside, it gets away, and Messenger will head up to second base. So runner at second, one out. The Two for Tuesdays presented by Toyota. Grab 2-for-1 field box tickets and take advantage of both $2 sodas and $2 novelty ice cream. Ice cream sounds great after this. On Wednesday, May 24th, 6:50 p.m. first pitch. It's What a Deal Wednesday presented by Island Water Park against the Stockton Ports. Two reserve tickets, two Island Water Park tickets valid Monday through Thursday, two hot dogs and two sodas. Over a $120 value, all for just $34. That ball gets away from Batista again on another wild pitch. Second wild pitch now as Messenger goes to third. Runner at third now with one out. Again, $120 value for just $34. That's a steal for What a Deal Wednesday on 6:50 p.m. on Wednesday, May 24th. On Thursday, May 24th, Tioga Thursday and Ladies Night. As all of a sudden we have a time here at the plate. Runner at third with one out for Fresno. The infield is in for Modesto now. 2-0 the count to Cody Huff. Huff 0-for-4. Here's the pitch, and it is outside. And the count at 3-0. Tioga Thursday 2, 19.2-ounce Tioga beers for just $10. And it's also Ladies Night, where ladies get in for free as the 3-0 is fouled off, and the count will remain at 3-1 as that ball just goes foul to the right field line. There'll be additional drink and food specials in the Fresno Social and the Kodiak Club. Ladies get in free for Ladies Night. It's also Tioga Thursday. Two 19.2-ounce Tioga beers for just $10. 6:50 p.m. on Thursday, May 25th. The count is 3-1 at Cody Huff. Runner at third with one out here in the ninth. 12-8 Fresno. That's a line drive to center field. Racing back is Washington Jr. The speed, the dive. No way he made that play. Are you kidding me? That's got to be on SportsCenter after that play right there. That will score a run. It is a sacrifice fly. It's an RBI for Cody Huff, but he was just robbed by Curtis Washington. It's now 13-8. But that play right there from Curtis Washington. Tip of the cap to you, good sir. Two outs now as here comes Gene Perez. 1-for-4 with an RBI and a run. Oh, my goodness, what a play. As that's a high fly ball drifting to right field. And that is going to be caught by the second baseman, Rodriguez, to end the inning. But Curtis Washington That play ready to be cut and put on SportsCenter. SportsCenter top 10 play. We had the bottom of the ninth. The Grizzlies lead 13-8, three outs away from a series split. You're listening to them on Stream Guys, FreserGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field, bottom of the ninth inning. As the Grizzlies lead 13-8 over the Modesto Nuts, they're looking for a series split. Gabriel Barbosa looking to finish this one out. Be 4-5-6 in the Modesto lineup. The Grizzlies, though, 13 runs on 13 hits, no errors. Modesto, 8 runs on 11 hits, 1 error. That play back in that ninth inning, though, that was the catch by Curtis Washington. Oh, man, what a play. He was even shaded to the wrong side of where that ball went. He laid out and made the catch in deep center field. Cody Huff, who hopefully finishes his game at 0 for 5, unfortunately. We would say we hope he finishes 0 for 5 because we don't want the game to continue any longer. But Cody Huff was robbed of extra bases by Curtis Washington. He did pick up the sac fly as well. Andrew Miller now to the plate. We're going to finish up some promotions. On Friday, May 26th, Fresno Tacos Night, presented by Premier Valley Bank, with Friday Night Fireworks, presented by Toyota, a 6:50 p.m. first pitch against the Stockton Ports. The Fresno Tacos Night, presented by Premier Valley Bank, with alternate jerseys worn. As that pitch is in there, the count at 1-1 from Gabriel Barbosa. Friday Night Fireworks after the game, presented by Toyota. Taco Truck Throwdown winner, Tacos La Vaporella, Yas Fish Tacos, and Patron Tacos will be in attendance, as that is a little pop fly over to the first baseman in Bryant Bencourt. He will make the play. And Miller's retired, so he finishes 2-for-5, as here comes the third baseman, Milcar Perez, 0-for-3 with a walk. So that's Friday, May 26th. At 6:50 p.m. On Saturday, May 27th, cruise over to Chukchansey Park for Cruising Around the World with Low Riders Day Fresno Night, a 6:50 p.m. first pitch. Alternate jerseys worn, the Grizzlies are 1-0 wearing the Low Riders uniforms. They won already in Stockton with those Low Rider uniforms. Here's the 0-1, and that is a called strike, and the count at 0-2. Part of Copa de la Diversión of Minor League Baseball, also known as the Fun Cup. And that is Saturday, May 27th at 6:50 p.m. And then Sunday, May 28th at 1:05 p.m. to wrap up the six-game series, Picklepalooza, with pickle-themed events throughout the game. It's also Save Mart Sunday with kids run the bases post-game with free ice cream from Producers Dairy. Here comes the 1-2 from Gabriel Barbosa to Milcar Perez. And a ground ball softly hit to Bencourt. Bencourt will do the work himself as he tells Barbosa to stay put. Three unassisted, two outs now. Here's Freddy Bautista. Now, for any of our games this season, for the rest of the year, single-game tickets are available. If you want full or half-season packages as well, give us a call at 559-320-4487. You also can go to our website, FresnoGrizzlies.com. You can come on down to the box office at Chukchansey Park and purchase your tickets now. Besides all the amazing promotions, great on-field entertainment, Parker T. Bear can't wait to see you, and great events is that's a fly ball to center field. E.J. Andrews Jr. is there. He puts it away, and your Fresno Grizzlies have split the series against the Modesto Nuts. They finish up at John Thurman Field, and like we were saying for the promotions, we have a beautiful ballpark, new playing surface, great amenities. Come check out your Grizzlies, who just won 13-8. We'll be back with the postgame show right after this. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. Your Fresno Grizzlies are victorious by a final score of 13-8. 13-8, the final score. Your Grizzlies now are in second place in the California League Northern Division standings. They are 21-18, three games over 500. Modesto drops to 20-19. Fresno, 13 runs on 13 hits, no errors. They left five runners on. Modesto, 8 runs on 11 hits, one error. They left seven on. The winning pitcher is Jackson Cox. He gets his first professional win. He is 1-0. The loss to Holden Laws. He is now 2-3. The save to Gabriel Barbosa. He picks up his first save as a Fresno Grizzly as well. So the win to Cox, the loss to Laws, the save to Barbosa. Time of the game, 2 hours and 44 minutes in front of a paid crowd of 1,924. And in 2 hours and 44 minutes, we saw a little bit of everything from a high-scoring game to great plays all over the field. And we saw a really great ball game. Your Fresno Grizzlies, 13 runs on 13 hits. Let's give you a recap, though, of tonight's game. At first, it started. Modesto scored 4 runs in the first inning. They have now scored 9 in the first inning over the past 2 games. It's the worst inning Fresno has this season in terms of most runs allowed. It started with an Andrew Miller 2-run double that was followed by a Freudy Batista 2-run homer to left field, all off of rehab starter Ryan Rolison, who went 3 innings, allowed 4 runs, all earned on 4 hits, 2 walks, 4 Ks, and his second rehab start. We'll see if Rolison makes any more starts here with Fresno before moving up the chains in the Rocky system. But that 4-0 lead did not hold as Fresno stormed back. Robbie Martin, an RBI double, his first of 3 doubles in this game. It was an RBI double scoring Bryant Betancourt, who's doubled, so it was 4-1. And then a 4-run fourth inning by Fresno gave them a 5-4 lead. Robbie Martin, his second double in the game. It scored E.J. Andrews Jr. And then Cody Huff, an RBI ground out, scoring Bryant Betancourt. And then Gene Perez, a soft single, scores Robbie Martin. And then Ryan Ritter, the RBI double, scored Gene Perez. So 4 runs in that inning for Fresno. They took a 5-4 lead. But in the bottom of the fourth, Modesto gave Fresno a little bit of their own medicine, scoring 4 runs themselves to take an 8-5 lead. Gabriel Gonzalez, 2 runs scored on a soft ground ball to the third baseman, Gene Perez. Perez tried making the bare hand play over to first. That actually scored the first run in Edrin Rodriguez. When the run came across to score and the ball was thrown to first, Curtis Washington from second took off for home. And he scored after the throw from Betancourt was offline. So 2 runs scored on that play. Gabe Moncada had an RBI single that was deflected by first baseman Bryant Betancourt. Josh Hood scored on the play. And then Andrew Miller, a soft line drive single. Andrew Miller had 3 RBIs in this game as well. That scored Gonzalez. So Modesto led 8-5. But again, the Grizzlies came back and they never looked back after that. They went on to score 8 unanswered runs. They scored in 6 straight innings to end the game. 7 of 9 innings, they scored at least 1 run. In the 5th, they scored 3 runs. Robbie Martin, his 3rd double, scored Jesus Bugarin. And then Skyler Messenger on a pinch hit double scored 2 of E.J. Andrews Jr. and Robbie Martin. And then in the 6th, Ryan Ritter blasted his 10th homer of the season, his 3rd in 2 games. He might be your player of the week this week in the California League. So the Grizzlies continued their lead at that point, 9-8. And then the 7th inning, Skyler Messenger, his 2nd hit of the game. He scored on an RBI single, scoring Bryant Betancourt, who had 3 runs tonight for Fresno. And then in the 8th inning, Bugarin scored Ryan Ritter on a soft single. And then a double play scored the final run in that 8th. And then the 9th on the sacrifice fly, the great catch from Curtis Washington in center field scored Skyler Messenger. The Grizzlies win 13-8. If you go continue down that box score, Ryan Ritter, another 3 hits, 3-for-4, a home run, a double, 2 RBIs, 2 runs, and a walk. Ryan Ritter in this series, if you look at his numbers in this series, so let's add it up together, 9 plus 3, 12 hits. He went 12-for-24, hitting 500. He had 3 homers, 3 doubles. He had 8 RBI, 6 runs, and 3 walks as well. So if Ryan Ritter doesn't win Player of the Week, I want to know who would. Jake Snyder, 0-for-4. He had a run and a walk. Jesus Bergreen, 2 hits, an RBI, and a run. E.J. Andrews Jr. scored twice as well. And they had a walk and 2 runs. Bryant Betancourt, 2 hits, 3 runs. He reached base 3 times. Robbie Martin, 3-for-5, 3 RBIs on 3 doubles. Tied a Grizzlies franchise record for single-game doubles. Bryant Betancourt did that on September 11th, 2022 in San Jose. So Robbie Martin tying a franchise single-game record. Skylar Messenger, 2-for-2 with 3 RBIs. He reached base all 3 times as well, and he was a pinch hitter as well. Cody Huff had 2 RBIs despite not getting a hit. Gene Perez added an RBI in the 9-hole spot. Fresno, very good there. Now if you come down to the pitching, after we said Ryan Rolison went 3 innings, Jackson Cox followed suit with 3 innings of work. It was a tough outing for Cox, but he was credited with his first professional win. And then Gabriel Barbosa was fantastic. 3 scoreless innings, struck out 3, only allowed 3 hits as well. What an outing for Gabriel Barbosa. The best he's looked in 2023. He picked up the save. So Fresno wins 13-8. And that is a split series for the Grizzlies. They've now won 28 of 55 meetings all time against Modesto. Second place in the California League Northern Division. San Jose leads Stockton 7-6 in the bottom of the 10th. That game is still going on. Stockton has their ghost runner at second base as the inning just started in the bottom of the 10th. So hopefully, after all things said and done, the Grizzlies will gain a game on San Jose if Stockton can come back and win that one. That's who the Grizzlies will see on Tuesday. The Stockton Ports come in town 11.05 a.m. on Tuesday, May 23rd. Stockton has yet announced a starting pitcher, while Fresno will go to the left-hander in Caleb Franzen, a 1-1 record of 5.34 ERA. Franzen has been our Making the Grade pitcher, and Making the Grade a great school initiative where kids around the Central Valley come to a free game, enjoy a free lunch, a free learning experience at Chukchansey Park, and that's all thanks to our proud corporate partners. So the Grizzlies are back in town next week as they will be at Chukchansey Park for a 6-game series against the Stockton Ports. May 23rd, 11.05 a.m., Caleb Franzen gets the ball for Fresno. Our final score tonight, Fresno 13, Modesto 8, the Grizzlies, a series split. What a week it was. A lot of fun here at John Thurman Field. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app. My name is Stephen Rice. Have a blessed rest of your Sunday afternoon, and we'll see you Tuesday morning for Grizzlies baseball.
20 years in the making. It's Chukchansey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.